Blog Talk Radio.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, stepping to the palace. Better check your matters, refine divine savage. Not average, dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin if you're ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden cause my heat's there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nav, you're glisten. Love life loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes out spoiled.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the duck on that Turner style, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Stepping to Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Making major moves, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
All right, all right. Good evening, Dons and Divas. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of Love Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had random GQ general questions that was being asked, and, you know, questions people called in and gave their feedback on the topics. You know, not only myself, but a couple of other callers had also called in and gave their topics, which they got feedback on. Then we had up-and-coming artist Dayton, and we played his smashing single, Forever Fly. Make sure you check out Dayton. He's doing big things. His single, Forever Fly, is hitting the airwaves real hard. Then we had Mike G from the Jungle Brothers in the building, and we talked to him about what was going on with him and the Jungle Brothers, and we played some of his exclusive tracks as well. To hear last week's archive, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Tonight, we got a little different thing going on for y'all. We're going to have the GQ general question going on, but we're also going to be playing music as well. You know what I mean? So you could join in on a topic, or you could sit back, relax, and listen to the tunes that will be blowing through your speakers. After we do the general question from 6 to 7, from 7 to 8, we have up-and-coming artist Young Kano. We're going to play his smashing single, friends and see what's his next step as an up-and-coming artist in the music industry. Then after Young Kano, we have Rebecca. And she has her snacks, a healthy snack that she provided herself, which is called Mountain Mosul. And we're going to talk to her about her handmade natural snacks. It's dark chocolate, and it's a food trail mix. And we're going to talk to her and see, you know, how she got started in doing and making these snacks that's real healthy for you, and, you know, get the outcome of it. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, and we'll be right back on GQ Palace Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby! Woo!
When I wake up and think of you, just you and I, but that don't equal two. I'm only myself with you on my side. And I'ma tell you this, looking in your eyes.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you know I'm ready for you.
I'm ready. It's your boy Mike.
I'm
ready.
Yeah,
the R&B,
I'm
the
ready.
R&B tango.
Let go.
All right, Ponte Diva. Welcome back to Love and Entertainment here on the Palace. Now, the topic for tonight is, what era do you feel was the best era in fashion and music? Was it the 70s, the 80s, 90s, or now? What y'all could do is, y'all could call in and give your point of view on the topic, which topic you feel was the best in the era that you feel it was best in for music, hip-hop, R&B, whichever one you feel it is, and fashion. Was it the bamboo earrings? Was it the striped leaf jeans? Was it the Procash? Was it the Stan Smith? You know, call in and let us know what it is, or you could just sit back and listen to the tunes. But like I said, what we're going to do is we're going to sit back, relax, get the topic going, and play some music. And that's how we're going to do it for the night. So right now, we're going to listen to Come Take a Look by Busy here on GQ Palace Radio.
Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Come take a look.
What's up with all of these haters? Huh? Looking at me, y'all stupid.
Yeah.
Walk around, y'all high-headed. Somebody please tell them clueless. Look at, I'm not for all of that dumb shit. Mild man and like Clark Kent. People don't try to play Superman and get tossed and found. Lost limb. Vegas always the biggest. Mike Jackson won't start something. Thinking this is a game till he realized that there is no pause button. Haters talk behind your back and wanna talk it out like a chick. But my goons blind to that fact, so they walk around with that stick. Yeah, haters talk too much. But my people, yeah, we hands on. Chopper big as a Thailand. Them bullets big as a tampon. Just imagine if they hit you. Doctor got to spend days with you. Only thing that I could say is, yes, you just met Brandon.
Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Guess what? I made it. I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Come take a look.
Ain't too much that I take to heart. I take actions when necessary. You can pop one of them courage pills and they'll end up reading your obituary. What's wrong with y'all? Can't y'all see this what I do? Getting sick and tired of all these rap rappers. Always saying stupid shit that ain't true. I'm gonna clear this once and for all. I don't even see what all the hype be about. The dude said that it can't fit a little bit. So now y'all wanna go and try to wipe his mouth. I do this, forget your name. If he feel bland, forget your man. And it don't even gotta be a rush hour for you to understand what it is I'm saying. I do this, man, I'm me. The same dude here is when I'm on TV. And if you ask anybody who's he, watch what it is they gotta say about me. Yeah, I do this with my eyes closed, handcuffed and blindfold. Everything I do stick and move, cause I stay in grind
mode. Guess what,
mode.
I made it, I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see, guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see, come take a look, 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 come take a look. Guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see, guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see. Come take a look. 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 Take a look. Come take a look. Come take a
look. All right, y'all. This is, like I said, the lines are open. The topic for today is, what do you feel was the best era in fashion and music? Was it the 70s? Was it the 80s? Was it the 90s? Or was it now? So like I said, we're going to sit back. We're going to listen to some tunes. Wait for y'all to push that one button because my lines is flooded. When y'all want to talk about the topic, y'all just push that one and we put you right on the air. If you want your PCs, the number to call, 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. The topic for tonight, once again, is which era do you feel was the best in fashion and music and why? Was it the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, or is it the new millennium? All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to get into another track. We'll hear from y'all callers. and we're going to make it happen. Right now, we're going to play Forever Fly by Dayton here on GQ Palace Radio.
Good looking, you know.
I'm glad you called in, because you're the man that could also give straight up facts and opinions on certain things. You know what I mean?
No question.
You get the straight up facts and, you know, on the thing. So in your division, what we're trying to figure out now here is, what era did you say was the best era in fashion and music, and why? Was it the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, or was it like the new millennium?
Well, up until this era right here that we're living in right now, I would say all of it, because every era brings something fly to the game, except for this era when it comes to the music. As far as the fashion right now, I'm still in the fashion right now. But I can't do all the stinky leg shit. I ain't with all this lean with it, rock with it shit. I'm cutting a different cloth. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying their music is bad. It's just that I can't relate to it at all. Like, I could do, like, there's some new cats out now that's new that I do like. But when we came up, the music was more about skills, flexing your vocab and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
Right now, it's all about the beat, really, because dudes don't even be rhyming no more.
Yeah,
but as far as the fashion,
they're not saying nothing.
They ain't saying shit. But as far as the fashion, every generation, I like all the fashion.
So you were thinking of bell bottoms and a butterfly collars and all that.
Yeah, but remember when we were coming up, son? That's what the ball. We had that shit. So don't act like you ain't had no bell bottoms, son. Rich, don't act like you ain't had no bell bottoms, son. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, I had the bell bottoms, believe me. I had the big bell bottom to cover up the whole shoe. So,
the whole fucking shoe. You got to cover the whole shoe.
I had the big bottom to cover up the whole shoe.
You got to cover the whole shoe. But like fashion, when you in that era, that shit is what's fly. Like, we haven't had a fashion year. Well, when they started doing that skinny jean shit, I don't know if that can define a whole era.
No, I know you've been going for a while, but ain't nothing changed on my show. I got all this discussion.
Yeah, when that skinny leg generation came out, skinny jean generation came out. I don't know if that defines a whole generation, but I wasn't with that shit.
But you know what? The skinny jeans ain't nothing but what we used to do back in the day. Either we sewed it or we put the rubber bands around it. That really was nothing different. They just made it a skinny jean thing now. To me, that's the way I see it. Cause back in the day, had the rubber bands on your pants.
Yeah, but only if you was really into the culture. Not really everyday dudes was doing. You had to be like a break dancer, a top rocker. You had to be into the culture, not just everyday dudes.
Oh, no, I was doing electric boogie and all that, man. You know,
you was in the culture. You was in the culture. But these cats, if you run around these straight legs, they just doing this shit because they see somebody on BET.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the first one they seen when it was Lil Wayne.
And that should have been a red flag right there not to do the shit.
Oh, damn.
But I think the fashion has always been, like, you're going to always love the fashion no matter what generation it is, you know. Except for these young cats, they probably look back at us and say, oh, how the fuck did you wear them
exactly,
AJs?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're wearing the skinny jeans and all that. You understand?
I remember the AJs with the 8 pockets. Remember the AJs with the 8 pockets?
Oh, yeah. The jean suits and all that.
Yeah, with all the big pockets.
Yeah,
see,
they don't know nothing about that.
You can put a big ass gun in an AJ pocket, Joe.
Uh-huh, exactly. They don't know nothing about those AJs and all that. The Stan Smiths, the Pro Cats.
Yeah, I think they're just really
figuring out about Adidas.
Yo, listen. If you our age and all you know is Adidas, you's a bum. You's a bum. Because I still remember Clyde the Clyde sneakers. You know Clyde had to hide his sneakers out.
Remember the Clyde? Exactly. Wow. You took it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I go back. Yeah, listen, you know another sticker you can't find or nobody don't talk about these days? The 69ers. Remember the 69ers?
I was just getting ready to say that. I had the green suede joints back.
The 69ers was
the green suede joints.
The 69ers was the high dollar pro kids.
Yeah.
There's a high dollar pro kids. That's all they was pro kids, but more expensive.
Yeah, that's mainly what it was. But you got a lot of these cats out here that they don't know fashion, they don't know music. You understand? And there's a lot of them out here that really they don't know about their culture. You understand? Mm-hmm. They're just following behind people just to follow behind them, which is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
And the problem with that they don't understand with fashion. Fashion is not what you get off the mannequin, man. Fashion is what you put together. If you go in the store and you take exactly off the display, that's not fashion.
Exactly. But these new generations, you can't explain that to them because, you know, they think they know it all. And, you know, like I try to tell my son, yo, you don't know everything, man. The stuff that
I tell my son, you don't know shit.
Already.
You don't know everything. You don't know shit, nigga.
But, you know, that's the bad thing about it. But, you know, they learn in the long run. In the long
like
run, they realize, yo, what's right.
We ain't no shit either, so, you know, it's about right. It's about fair. We ain't no shit either at their age. We ain't no shit.
You know, I'm going to have to get a bleep button for Big Homie. I'm going to get a bleep button for you.
What is Wednesday? It ain't Wednesday. Is this not Wednesday? What's going on?
Nigga said it's not Wednesday.
I see you hooked up my sister Coco Chanel up top, yo.
Yeah, we got a big event going on August 25th. Coco Chanel, Video City, Rough Riders, Hot 97, Anaya Armstead performing, Casanova Ruff, and Super Lover C is performing.
That's my guy, too, out of Rochdale. That's my dude.
Yeah, he performing. So, yeah, yo. I say, if you want to come down, you know, let me know.
Yeah, I got to call Coco and talk to her about that. That's my
yo,
wife.
You want to cook down?
Yes.
It's all good. But big homie, I want you to stay on the line if you can. I want to go to another song real fast. You can
Let's
hold
go.
The line and be good. If not, you can come back and make it happen. But this is some new
Let's
artists,
go.
You know what I mean? Clean version, all right? All right, Don and Diva, we'll be right back. Don't forget the topic for the evening. I got my man, big homie, on the line. And we doing it like my man, the mayor, say a hard body karate. So stay right there and don't move. This is DQ Palace.
Straight up, I want a freak. Damn right you heard it. Eating nasty, I want you to get perverted. I'm willing to work with you. That's cause ain't nobody perfect. Nearly travel across the globe and still ain't find nobody worth it. I'm on to the next one. Show girl tryout. Take this last shot, then we all headed to my house. Cuff up your lover, cause she gone, she get the night out. Window to the wall, from the ceiling, baby, lie down cold. Like the ice cream running down her back. Let it drip between her thighs, then I lick her from the... I look her in the eyes, cause I know she like that. Love that feeling when she rides, but I tell her fight back. That's a real live stroke, no joke, you should try that. Drum machine scream comparison is
the
hot hat.
Where that I'm at, where that I'm at, where that I'm at, where that I'm at.
Cause I'm the cream of the crop. You can stay on the bottom or come climb to the top. My ain't no need for asking if you want it, then I got. Wrap your legs around my waist and shake me up until I pop. Make me scream, don't do it, while you scream, don't stop. My cream, your cream, you scream off top. Now hop off top and put your legs where your neck is. Sex so good, pop the chain on your necklace. Who besides me can do the things that I do? I sincerely, serially, freakily love freaking you. Wanna put you on your knees and make you poke your ass out. Bend you over by the waist and fuck on the arm of the couch. Arch your back on the door so the knob don't tear your spine up. I'll beat that to you can ID it in a line.
Where that I'm at, where that I'm at, where that I'm at.
make her spread her legs, then tell her hold it still. You gon' be sore for days, but tell me how that moment feel. I'm trying to put in work, I plan to stroke for hours. Lose the shirt and skirt and we can start this in the shower. Now I'm laid back, I plan to watch it strip. Miss Aquafina, I love when you make your faucet drip. Now I got your body wet, in more ways than one. You thought my stroke was something, wait until you feel my tongue. Bet I can make you, bet I can get you sprung. Bet I'll do everything that you said ain't never been done. I'm trying to touch you, make you feel like it's a thousand hands. Girl, once I get there, you gon' forget about your man.
I love the way you put it on me, put it on me, put it on me, put it on me. Put it on, I love the way you put it on me.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man.
So what things you got going on, Big Homie? I know you be doing the party scenes and all that. You understand?
But right now I'm in slowdown mode. My job changed up on me, gave me way more responsibility, so I can't really do nothing like I usually do. But I still hit the town. I just can't commit to nothing. You know what I mean?
And you never even consider yourself a promoter. I remember one time you put up a link saying you're doing a party and mad people comment, but you didn't consider yourself a promoter.
No, I don't. I just don't
want to humble.
Yeah, I just throw a party. I make sure that all my people skip the line. That's all I care about. I want to get the venue and make sure all my people ain't got to wait in line. And if I make some money out of that, that's nice. But if I don't, as long as we party and bullshit.
Yeah, I feel you. Now, my line, people, if you want to join in the conversation, don't forget all you got to do is press 1. Press 1 to join in the topic with me and my man, Big Homie. Yes, this is my man, Big Homie, from the Monday Night Show, but don't be scared. He ain't nothing changed, you know.
It ain't Monday.
Press 1. I'm going to behave myself. Exactly.
It ain't Monday.
You know, I see some people online. Press the 1 button. Join in. If you're on your PC, 646-200-3838. And join in the topic. But my thing is, like, to me, a lot of, like, even when it comes to, like, the DJs nowadays, they not even DJing like they supposed to, because they ain't really putting no scratches and no mixing in that. They just pressing the button.
So that's not really
showing no DJ experience to me. I want to hear the transforming scratching and everything, you know?
I'm about to say that even the scratches these days are samples. You hit the button and it makes a scratching sound. You're not scratching. You hit the button and it makes a scratching sound. So corny. like, you know, when you speak on Coco Chanel, I was there when she was in DJ school. Like, my right-hand man taught us some of her stuff, taught her how to mix some of her stuff. So I know real DJs when I grew up with DJ Scratch, was battling Jazzy Jeff at the New Music Seminar. Remember that?
Okay, exactly. Now, my thing is, but you know what's bad about it now? Because there's so many Jazzy Jeffs out now. That's what I mean. Like in each era, it was like a totally different concept on everything. You understand? Like, you got Jazzy. I went on Facebook and I put some Jazzy Jeff, and like 25 Jazzy Jeffs came up.
Yeah, but there's only one original. When people think about the Fresh Prince, they don't understand that Jazzy Jeff gave him credibility, just like Jam Master Jay gave Run DMC credibility.
Exactly.
Because Jazzy Jeff was way bigger than the Fresh Prince. He was already established before Fresh Prince even had a hit.
But did you hear about something about it went down where they had went to court? And I think it was Jazzy Jeff from Flash or something, one of them, and went to court for Jazzy Jeff and dealing with the Fresh Prince. And he had one. Yeah, he had one that name.
Right.
This was a while ago, a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. Now, I ain't hear that. But you know, you can't. Jazzy Jeff is just like Afrika Bambaataa, Kool Herc, and all the rest of these dudes. He is one of the original big-time DJs, just like DJ Scratch. They think that DJ Scratch, this dude, everybody keeps talking about Kid Capri. Kid Capri is the party rocker. He rocks the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He has the party rocking with all that hype man stuff. But DJ Scratch was the first dude that went behind his back with it, put his balls on a turntable. Like, this did all kind of crazy stuff. He's about Transformers. He made Transformers talk. He made it talk. He made it say words and stuff. And I go back to the New Music Seminar when everybody to come to New York, used to be at the Palladium, and you have all the new artists and all the new DJs. You have a DJ battle where they actually gave out a belt, a championship belt, and everything, yo.
Yeah, but see, it came down to a point I had a couple of pioneers on, and somebody told me Jazzy Jeff from the Fresh Prince wasn't even the first one that did the Transformers scratching.
Oh, no, Jazzy Jeff was the first one. I'm
just saying, man. I don't. I keep my head above the water. I ain't gonna sing it below. But as far as I know of, that's what I was told. You know that he wasn't even the first one to do it. It was,
if you could find
Grand Wizard Theodore, you know, I think they said it was a Grand Wizard Rashid. It was somebody. It was somebody.
Old boys always want to take credit for something, yo.
Listen, my line is flooded. If you want to join in on the conversation, just press 1 to get in on the conversation. I see y'all people on the line, so if you want to join in, just press 1, and you'll be on the air to discuss this topic we got going on. But, yeah, I understand what you said, the old dude.
You know them old, you know them old originator dudes want to take credit for everything.
I ain't messing with you. You're killing me, man. Oh, man. I ain't messing with you, homie.
But in the, like in the 90s, like the best part of the 90s was, is that we had the money we had in the 80s. In the 90s, we had, as black people, we had a little bit more money. You know what I mean? So we was able to do a little bit more stuff.
And you know what? That's what I ask, you know, to be truthful on the serious note. I try to ask a lot of pioneers that come on the show, do they feel like, you know what I mean, they upset about the fact of, you know, feel violated about the fact of what the artist is getting now compared to what they was getting back then.
Oh, I know they feel hurt.
I had Mike G on it. He's playing like the Jungle Brothers. And he explained to me last week, he's like, you know, it's not really about it, but, you know, you got to keep your head above the water. He made a simple statement of it. But me personally, I know a lot of them said they're not mad. Me personally, I straight up told them, I'll be mad.
I don't believe them.
I'll be madder than them up. Because
I don't believe them when they say they ain't mad.
You don't believe them?
They lying like hell. Come on, man.
But me personally, like I tell them, I'll be mad. I sit there and I listen. I'm like, you know, but then everybody got their own reasons of, you know, why they can't get mad, because, you know, some of them feel it changes with the era of the time. You know, just like prices go up, things go up, and that's how some of them feel. But me personally, I'll be mad in the mother. I'm out there making music, and I'm sending a message, and I'm only getting like 15 cents off a cut. Man,
yo, if they got that much money back then, cause
yeah,
I remember
going into
I remember going to these clubs and seeing these dudes in there. And I was a street dude. And anybody know that street dudes is way richer than rap dudes. And them dudes in there drinking water. Yeah, are you trying to tell me they wanted to drink water? No, they ain't want to drink water. You got rappers in here today going to the club buying 100 bottles for real.
Exactly, yo. That's why I said I would be burnt to put all my effort in all that. Man,
I'd be mad as hell.
I don't care.
Mad as hell.
I'll be on top of that.
And on top of that, you broke now, and you probably made better music than these dudes today.
Exactly. And that's my point. Because that's my main point. They was making way better music than them because they were sending a message, but they wasn't getting the money. But you got these knuckleheads that's not sending no message or nothing now and getting all this money. I'll be burnt. I'll be like, yo, oh, man, listen.
Now you know how you know. You know how you know they lying? Because not even today's rapper, let's just say like the Jungle Brothers, they came out, they were smashing cats, and part of their problem was it was just too many in the group to get money. Whenever you have a group, it's always going to be a money problem. The second thing is they were smashing Jokers, and then a cat like Big Daddy Kane came out. Now, when Big Daddy Kane came out, everybody took a back seat. Everybody took a back seat, right? And they was hating on Kane. So, you know, and that's close to time. Like, you were still relevant when Kane came out, but you was mad. Why? Because Kane was getting all the money.
Oh, he was doing it. Kane was doing it. Him and Rakim, they was doing it.
Pimp, LL, and it was just three real things. And Biz Markie probably was getting, Biz Markie's part of that group, too. But even then, like, if you knew anybody in the industry back when these cats was out, it was a lot of jealousy. What brings jealousy? It ain't because of our looks. We ain't just of looks. We just of who getting the most money.
Mm-hmm.
So if a dude tells you he ain't jealous of the money the cat's making today, he he's lying, because you got to be broke. Who ain't... your royalties can't be that good from 1988, because that's when you was really getting raped by the industry.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's what's bad too, because I think some of them knew they was doing it, but they were just so, you know, wanted to get into that music and that limelight. They let them put them to that point. Yeah, they let them
happy
to
be on, yo.
And that's another thing about, you know, back then, I don't think everybody was following the contracts the way they were supposed to. You know, when you got a record deal, you know, you're like, hey, I'm going to sign this.
It was so new. Who knew that you was going to sell 500 albums? All you was worrying about was getting on the radio. Them dudes probably never thought they'd sell records like that.
That's how Grandmaster Cash got caught with the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
When he wrote that song for them. Yeah, that's how he got caught. You know, you saying about that? That's how he got caught. You know, he did that track for the Sugar Hill Gang. You know, it was like it's a bad thing. But I said, hey, I mean, each his own. How you wrong? You know.
That's why I say the '80s are good, but they not that good because we didn't know. We didn't know better. We had good times in the '80s. But we ain't take full advantage because we didn't know. Like in the 90s, we knew a little something. We knew, like, yeah, this is how you supposed to move, how you get this money, how you stay out of trouble, how you get the girls. We knew some things about the 90s. And in the 80s, we was like the girl from Chrissy, Jim Jones' wife said, we was winging it. We didn't know what was going on.
You know, that's a true fact, too. But my thing is, a lot of these kids, they don't know the meaning of it.
They don't
know. Like in hip-hop, everybody thinks they know the meaning of hip-hop. A lot of people don't know the meaning of hip-hop.
They don't. You know they have no clue. That's why hip-hop is almost dead right now, because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost dead. Mm-hmm. You got cats like... You got young cats like J. Cole. He's keeping it alive. You know, you got B.O.B. I think he's hip-hop. You know, you got the Wiz Khalifa cat. I think he's hip-hop. You know, because they keep that tradition going.
Well, my thing is, if you got it, flaunt it. You know?
And make sure you get every dollar for it.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't get mad at the next man. Don't hate because, you know, they're getting more than what you're getting.
You know, they keep that standard up. Don't get mad at him because you can't add 2 + 2, motherfucker. That's your problem.
Oh, man. So, I got to ask you, when you coming back up this way?
I might be coming back up there in October for a youngin's birthday party in my family. Little cousin talked about he want to see me. So
what?
I might be coming back up in October.
You got to let me know. That's my birthday week, too. Alright. I'm definitely going to be doing something. And my birthday joint is on the 5th.
And if I don't come up for October, I'm definitely coming up for my birthday, and that's in November.
Yeah. Well, I got you on the line. Let me know how everybody doing. What's going on, Dick? Destin, what's going on? But I don't hear from him no more. He's like, hey. He was the Monday host. I know he had to do his thing.
Who, Dallas?
Yeah.
You don't hear from him?
Nah, I haven't heard from Dallas in a minute.
So what happened with his show? He stopped too?
Yeah, Dallas did stop. You know, he had the club, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, I had to make other arrangements.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Keep pushing.
On Mondays, it's a show where, you know, different hosts, but we rotate the up and coming artist music.
Okay.
Just play the music. You know, that's how we do it on Mondays. From 8 to 9, you know, it started out slow. You know, play the artist music. And rotated on Mondays from 8 to 9, all the up-and-coming artists that are pioneers that sent in their exclusives and all that, like the Force and Deans and all of them, like that.
The dumb dudes are still, what's the last pioneer that sent you some music? I'd like to know that.
Mike G from the Jungle Brothers, last week. I had Mike G on to send me some stuff. MC Shan sent me Positive K. He sent me some stuff.
Oh, that's
my dude.
Playing
One Day Shoe.
Positive K is my guy too. Out of 40 projects in Queens.
Yeah, his joint was, he got with who was it? Greg Nicis. Crazy.
Yeah, because those two dudes is nice though. They was really good lyricists back in the days. Positive K remind me of a little bit of a young Lord Finesse back. Everybody forget about him. He was that guy was one of the best that ever did it. Lord Finesse.
You know, Silver Fox sent me some joint. Mikey D. I got a couple of pioneers that sent me this stuff that I rotate on like on Mondays and everything.
Do you keep it real honest with them niggas? Do you keep it real honest?
Yeah,
yeah.
When
they see you some trash, you know, yo, listen, go back to being a garbage man. Go back to being a garbage man. Get
you know
back
what?
On that truck. Get back on that garbage truck. Do not do this shit.
You know
it's over for you. It's over. It's over.
All right, you know what I'm going to do for you right now? You know what I'm going to do for you, right? Since I got you on the line, I know you true to the matter. I'm going to play an exclusive from Mikey D right now, all right?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
It's called Extra Extra, all right?
Let me hear this.
No parental discretion is advised. I'm letting the people know. But this is an exclusive for Mikey D, Extra Extra, all right?
Okay, let's go.
And big homie, we're going to come back. We're going to get your feedback, all right?
Let's go.
All right, guys and demons. Here's a banger for Mikey D, Extra Extra. Parental discretion is advised, but check it out and let us know what you think about it.
Extra, extra, read all about it. He's rocking the Mikey D, you know we're taking over. No time for talk, cause we're ready to explode, yeah. Although we tell them that you're ready for free. A long time, and me, I tell them that we're ready for see.
That's right. What's the deal, y'all? You already know what it is. It's your boy, Mikey D, NYC representative, you know what I mean? Q Borough, we does the damn thing. Mark Mills up in this motherfucker. Stark Holler. We got my man G-Rab. Y'all know what we do. Right now, I'm about to blaze this track with my dude, E-Rock. Ha 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 ha. What the fuck? Niggas must be up to something. Standing there frontin' like they tough or something. Big man tried to flex soon as I seen him, but he ain't know I was looking for a reason to lean him. First one of them to jump is the one that's getting slumped. Birds won't stop flying till the clip is dumped. Punks jump up and get you down, but the mean of silence still makes a sweet sound. I know it's 1 o'clock and I ain't from your block. To keep it real with you, I ain't the one to stop. I drop some more from blocks to the shopping malls. Beef, I make it heated like popping smalls. Spit that earthquake shit, gotta rock the walls. Come at me, these niggas ain't got the balls. Blow a nigga out the frame, talk a nigga out his chain. No, we niggin' on my name. I'll take it out the game and remain as one of the best. Son and the rest, don't drive around with the gun and the best. Reputation on the block still thorough. My name's legend in the hood and the rest of the borough. State to state, tape still making cake with ease. But I had to upgrade the CDs, MP3s, overseas remember me. You could cop it on the corner with a Avengers beat or satellite radio, anywhere you go. If my rhymes was put on clothes, you would wear my flow. I can't help it if the industry shows the hate like it closed it ain't. How long am I supposed to wait?
Y'all
motherfuckers thought it was over, huh? Just cause y'all ain't here, dude, in 20 years. Don't get it twisted, nigga. It gets better with time, you know what I mean? I'm like a fine wine. Recognize. I'm the rap extraordinaire, not ordinary but rare. My category is fair over any rapper out there. Niggas talk but don't be walking the walk, they get chalk. And I soar like a hawk through New York, rest my head in Queens. Wake up, gyrate, represent the tri-state, catch cake, migrate. The wait for the damn court dates, the shit that I hate. I lay in South Central LA till the lie straight. Mikey D, keep it real, I don't appeal or make deals. Kidnap the squeals and prepare last meals for real. When I'm rhyming, I'm as smooth as they come. Say a word, God, cause I be moving them. Son, keeping money coming, competition, I keep them running. My click is gunning, you ain't got no kids, who the fuck you sonning? Breaking records in this rap shit, perhaps it's cause I don't get down with the bullshit, gun clap shit. Only time I take it, time to take it, serve a nigga. Not for murder with my fingerprints all on the trigger. Cause real brothers keep it silent, all you hear is when I'm about to get violent. You know what to do, baby. Say no more. Mikey D, forever. One.
Read all about it. Keep up in the market, you know we're taking over. No time to talk, I'm saving ready to explode, yeah. I'm always telling that you're ready to be. A long time, I'm here, I'm telling never ready to see. Next up, read all about it. Keep up in the market, you know we're taking over. No time to talk, I'm saving ready to explode, yeah. I'm always telling that you're ready to be.
All right, Don the Diva. Be back on the palace. Big homie, my man, you know, that hip-hop critic, you know, let me know what you thought about that.
Okay, there's a couple of areas I want to touch on. The first thing I want to say is that the brother lyrics was right. Like that wasn't no...
Mikey D lyrics is crazy.
Right. His lyrics was on point. His lyrics was on point. There's nothing I can say bad about the lyrics. Now, that's the only pros. The rest of it is all cons. First of all, that beat is still 1982. And that's the problem with these classic rap cats. They don't know how to adjust for the times now. If you want to be relevant now, you got to be relevant now. So you just can't come back with the old Jungle Brothers beat because ain't nobody doing that. And the second con is that's not his lane. I don't even think that lane is even relevant no more. With all that gun talk, tough guy. I don't even think there's a lane for that no more in the marketplace. Like what he's saying was hot. And it was very believable. It wasn't like I didn't believe him. But what you going to do with that music? It's like, making this for your friends? Because that's the only people who's going to buy it. So you got to come back. You got to come back and be current. If you listen to the new, like, Big Daddy Kane got a new project out. And some of the music got out. And if you look it up, he came back current. His flow was current. His music was current. That's what you got to do. You can't come back. And I felt like I needed a fucking pair of Shams and Barron shirt. I needed a Shams and Barron shirt. I needed some short skin pants, and I needed some British walkers.
I'm messing with you, man.
That's what it's like to me. I was catching flashbacks being at the rooftop. You know, it wasn't. The best part of the project was he was saying the way he put the words together was I was really feeling it. Like, I can't knock the rhymes. The rhymes was the best part of the project.
Yeah, he do got some crazy lyrics.
I was surprised. I was pleasingly surprised with the lyrics. I was like, oh, okay, but the beat was whack, the hook was whack, and the fucking Jamaican shit in the background. Why even put the Jamaican shit in the background?
I ain't messing with you, homie. But you know, that's the thing about being an artist. Whether you're a pioneer or you're an up and coming artist, you got to accept criticism from everybody.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's the good thing about being an artist.
And listen, real talk, if the problems with the project is not you, it's just the music and a hook, and that's a good sign because you making the words. So if the words is good, then imagine if he had a real banging beat. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying about his project is not really a bad thing because he sounded right. Now all you gotta do is put him on a classic beat, a new beat that's popping, some Pharrell or Kanye West beat or Just Blaze beat, then that whole project changes.
Yeah. You're definitely right.
Because you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing with whack beats. I mean, whack rhymes. If your rhymes is whack, you just done off from the beginning.
You're definitely right about that. But listen, my lines is flooded. Like I said, if y'all want to join in the conversation,
press 1 to go on the air. You can just sit back and listen. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. I've been kicking with my man Big Homie for the hour while y'all been sitting back listening. But if y'all have something y'all want to say and y'all want to join in the topic, just press 1 to go on the air.
Press 1. Holla at us. Help us with the conversation, baby. Help us out.
Yeah.
Help you. Help us. Help you, motherfucker. Press 1, man.
Yo, you still crazy, fam. You still crazy, yo. So that's a good thing, yo.
Who else? What else? Are the pioneers you got? Give me another one of them joints, yo. I like that a little bit. I'm saying.
All right. Okay.
If he would have.
Okay. What about a pioneer from R&B?
Who?
What about the Force and D's featuring Four Force?
Let's go. I mean, those are my guys. Bowlegged Lou, all I'm doing is my guys. Let's
go.
Yeah,
all right. What we're going to do right now, we're going to play exclusive from the Force MDs featuring Four Force. Can't thank you enough. And we're going to have my man, Big Homie, and if you choose to also push the 1 button to give your comment and your thought on it, let us know about it. Until the next segment come up where we have up-and-coming artist Young Kano. He didn't call in yet because I don't see the 1 button push. Until then, we definitely going to fill y'all in. But, this is the Force MDs featuring Four Force. Exclusive. Can't thank you enough. Here on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. Forces join forces. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Reminisce on what we had, but I can't help but count the ways you've been there for me, and I don't think you know how much you mean to me, cause I hold you tight, cause it feels so right, cause for me to you, cause all I wanna do is
see the smile back on your face,
and you know just how much I
appreciate
it.
Thank you.
All right.
Welcome back to the forest. And here we go with my man, Big Homie, the R&B critic. He's going to let us know what's going down. Big Homie, you there?
Yo, Rich, listen. Real talk.
All right, all right.
When you catch the Force MCs, you tell them niggas that I said,
I'ma kick your fucking ass.
Oh, that shit was trash, man. Oh my god.
I'ma kick your fucking ass.
That shit was trash, man.
You straight
trash.
Oh,
man. Oh, and man, you know what's bad? And you know what's bad about that? Because these guys are still current. If you know them, you know they wrote for Justin Timberlake, Backstreet, NSYNC, the crazy white chick, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. They still relevant. So what was that? Who is the fool? Who's the fool for to? He's the worst.
Oh, man. Oh, Big Homie, listen, this is what you do for me. Girl, I'm gonna call you my man, the R&B critic. At least once or twice on a month, you gotta call it and give your feedback. What everybody, the pioneers, the up and coming artists, everything.
No question.
You know, but right now I have an artist coming up, up and coming artist. His name is Young Kano. Okay.
You see?
Before I bring him on, I got him.
He's
a hip hop artist.
Okay.
He's a hip hop artist. He raps. But before I bring him on, you know, I'm going to start him off with his single. So I'm going to play his single first. You know what I mean? Regardless of the fact, like I said, everybody, regardless of the fact, no matter who you are, you know, in order to be a strong, independent, up-and-coming artist, you got to learn to accept criticism. You understand?
Yes.
So people will call in there, give their point of view, whatever the case is. But, you know, that's how it is. Me,
and,
I kind of like
and
it, you
if
know?
Somebody, and if somebody gives their opinion that's not what you like, that don't mean they right. If I say that I don't like it, I could be just
exactly.
Wrong. Yeah.
You know, everybody have a different ear for music. But what I'm going to do right now, we're going to go to the next segment, and I'm going to play his single, Friends.
Okay, let's go.
That's the first single we're going to play, Friends. And I'm going to bring him on. Also, I'm going to bring you on for your response first, then I'm going to bring him on and start his interview, all right?
All right, let's go.
All right, Dons and Divas. Coming up, we have Young Kano, up-and-coming artist, and we're going to play his smashing single, Friends, here on GQ Palace Radio. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I wake up low, but these girls say goodbye. When they walk away, I always gotta see the spirit of vibe. If it's true to see the light or through these dark times, all you talk about is busting guns and popping on them knives. Living out them dreams, but it's all called graphic. It's like a problem, so I solve them like mathematics. I wonder why you think that you know about me. When you sign me to a deal, now your people start to doubt me. We killing each other while the cops are unresponsive. They're dirty cause the thieves don't even have a conscience. We living in a world full of wannabe thieves. Always talking about money, but can't stack no cheese. Friends are my homies, but the foes remain the same. Some gonna keep it real, the rest gon' always change. If you dream, then you wonder if you have a passion. Fake gonna talk, but most folks just regret. I can't trust nobody, not even my friends. Some say they don't for real, but most gon' just pretend. Telling lies all the time, why they in your face? They gon' smile, but at the end, they gon' love to hate. I can't trust nobody, not even my friends. Some say they so for real, but most gon' just pretend. Telling lies all the time, why they in your face? They gon' smile, but at the end, they gon' love to hate. I'm an old school artist with the same type flow. Most suckers gotta lie, so let the truth be told. As we look into your eyes, why your eyes are that beholder? I spit a real rap, cause I learned by the culture. These rappers talk about they in love with a doozy. Seeing they get girls, why they feel on their booty. Don't be like Ross and get popped from the TV. From acting like a thug trying to be up on TV. Homies in the hood don't play that ish. Them OGs have trust nobody, not even my friends. Some say it's all for real, but most gon' just pretend. Telling lies all the time while they in your face. They gon' smile, but at the end, they gon' love to hate. I can't trust nobody, not even my friends. Some say it's all for real, but most gon' just pretend. Telling lies all the time while they in your face. They gon' smile, but at the end, they gon' love to hate.
Teach a real hard body karate like my man the mayor says it when it comes down to the music. And I also have the up and coming artist on the line, Young Kano. Kano, are you there?
I'm right there, man. What is it?
All right. Okay, big homie, you there?
I'm here.
All right, the floor is yours.
All right, first, brother, I'd like to congratulate you on chasing your dream, because that's the most important thing in anything in this world, is going for what you feel is yours. And I see you putting your project together, and I'd like to commend you for not sitting on the couch and waiting for something to come to you. Now,
my brother,
on the project itself, I felt like your lyrics was better than average. I felt like you should have took more time on your mix down, because the music versus the ad libs and all the stuff, it wasn't balanced properly. So when you put these projects out, you know, you only get one shot to make a first impression. So instead of you rushing to give somebody something to put on the radio, make sure that project is perfect or as close to perfect, because there's no such thing as perfect. But make sure it's sounding, it got to sound like a store bought CD before you could give it to somebody else.
Right.
You can't give somebody something that sounds like you did it in your house.
Right. I feel that.
You can't. It's like with all this Pro Tools and all this stuff that you could do in your house, it still should sound professional.
Right.
So you can't, like, if somebody going to hear this or pass it to somebody else, that's important. I'm not important. They're going to pass this to somebody else. And when they put it in, and they hear how the ad libs is coming over the actual verse in the hook, and it sounds like it's the music is too loud over your voice, you won't get like 30 seconds. They're gonna stop the CD and give it back to the guy.
That's true though. I appreciate that though. That's real.
When you're doing your project, you gotta always remember, in this era that we live in now, every executive want to find the artist that's already pre-packaged and ready to go. They don't want to put no work into you. Those days is over. Ain't no artist development. Ain't no put them in a studio, let them rock for like 6 months, we fine-tune them, and then we ship them. These cats are going to the internet. They looking for cats whose projects is finished and ready to go.
Right.
So when you put your project out, you got to sound like it's professional. Like, I got to listen to your CD and ask you, yo, where can I buy that at? And that sound didn't come off like that. But other than that, as far as your hook, too, I think your hook was too wordy. It was too many words in the hook. And it got to be catchy. And it was too many words in that. You got to eliminate some of those words in the hook. But other than that, overall, your rap and what you were saying in the hook, I give it a B. I wasn't mad at that.
Right. Well, that's some great feedback. I appreciate that, bro.
It's nothing, man. I hope you blow up and let me hold $20 or something. You know what I mean, son?
It's all good, bro. Thanks for that, bro. I appreciate that, bro.
And let me tell you another thing that I know. Let me tell you something that I know for a fact how you could get on. This never works, never fails, is by creating the buzz. Now there's 100 ways to create a buzz, but the one surefire way to create a buzz is to take all these hot beats
that you feel Jokers is not rapping on them right.
Yeah.
Take that joint, put your lyrics on it, but do it in a video. Because we need the visual to go with the audio. You know, most of these chicks, because only chicks is buying records. That's it. Guys is downloading it, bootlegging it, copying it. Women are buying these records. Women's going to get you sales or get you signed by how many hits, how many views, or whatever. So whatever you're doing, you got to do it for the ladies. So they got to get the visual to go with your audio. So you got to look right. You got to have your swag all the way up. And you just got to murder those beats. And then when that buzz is created, then you push them your project, the stuff that's actually all yours.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take that advice, man. Go looking out.
Yeah, you gotta have something to say, yo, people going to be sharing it. Like, yo, why are they sharing this video? Because he took all the hot beats and he murdered them joints.
Okay. Thanks for the tip. I'm going to definitely use that.
Yeah, create a buzz. Stop talking about people in your video. That dude Kanye West ain't nothing. Start talking about him. You know, I had Kim Kardashian first. It was me, then it was Ray J. It was me, then Ray J. Just say anything crazy. Just start the buzz. When they come to your page and see who's the guy that hit Kim Kardashian first, they get your music.
For sure.
Because all this music stuff is really about marketing. If you could be dumb nice, and if nobody ain't put no money behind your project, and nobody can hear you, you gonna be the nicest dude nobody heard of. And
exactly.
You could be the wackest dude. You could be the wackest dude with $1 million marketing budget, and everybody knows you.
Right.
So what's the broke man's way of marketing? Creating some kind of controversy.
Yeah, controversy do sell.
Controversy sell. It gotta be a reason that people that's not your family is gonna look you up and hear your music. I don't know you. I'm not going there for nothing. Oh, he raps? Yeah, so do a million other niggas. Oh, he fucked Kanye West girl first. Oh, I'm going over there. Now I'm going there.
For sure.
Wow. Big homie, I'm gonna keep it real, which y'all kind of like. I'm like sitting back, laying in the cut, and I kind of like this, you know. I kind of like this.
It was alright. It was like the project. If he had it clean, where you could understand all the words, it'd have been a better project. So the lyrical content, I give a B. But being that it wasn't clean, if the mix down wasn't balanced, the ad libs wasn't balanced with the vocals, like the ad libs should be in the background as a light touch on your words. Your ad libs shouldn't be as loud as your vocals.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. As far as the single you did, Friends, what was that mainly, you know, what made you decide to do that? Who produced the track?
I made the track.
Oh, so you did everything?
Yeah, I make beats too, you know what I'm saying? So,
well,
I do
leave
it
that
all.
Alone. Leave that beat alone. Don't do that no more. Leave that beat alone. Don't do that no more. Because the beat is irrelevant these days. Because if you get signed to a deal, what the label going to do? They're going to put you with the best producers, right?
True.
So the beat is irrelevant right now. So what you do is you take your song and you put it on somebody else's hot beat. Now, when you pass that to an A&R, they not really listening to the music no more. They trying to figure out what you're singing.
Yeah, because
that beat was really like, that beat, I get out of C. That was almost a failure. So you don't want to pass nobody that. Because once you hear that whack beat, you don't lost half of the attention. Now you got 20 seconds instead of 30.
Yeah. I understand that, man. I respect that.
Yeah, because, you know, artists that's coming up as a... I don't think you're trying to be a producer. You're trying to be an artist, right?
Yep.
All right, because that beat right there, that was like, we could have did without that. But the lyrical content was good. So why... why not put it on some fire beat and just make the whole project crazy? Because they, when they sign you, they're going to tell you, yo, that beat right there you made, that was cool, but we're going to put you with Just Blaze anyway and get you a fire beat that's current. So, therefore, that beat you made just became irrelevant.
But you know what? I respect to the fact of Young Kano how you accept, you know, what's being told. Because ain't nobody going to tell you nothing wrong right here. I have the biggest A&Rs and the biggest pioneers and all of them that come on here. And ain't nobody going to tell you nothing wrong. You know what I mean? So, it's good how you can sit back and listen and observe to what he's explaining to you, because this is a man that's in, that's also been in the music industry and knows about it. So he's not going to tell you nothing wrong. He's going to keep it real with you, like my man the mayor said, hard body karate, and let you know exactly what's going on.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
It ain't got nothing to do, because it soaks in, and I just learn from what everybody tells me. It's a learning thing, you know what I'm saying? So whenever somebody tells me something, you know what I'm saying, I listen, you know what I'm saying, I take the criticism, and I use that feedback to my advantage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no doubt.
So whenever you're receptive to what people are saying to you, you ain't gotta like it or agree, but you digesting it. Once you start digesting it, you already winning. You already winning, because some of this stuff go through somebody's one ear and go out the other. They're like, man, he don't know what he's talking about. He can't even rap. He can't even make a beat. I don't listen to him. Well, I buy the music. The people that buy the music is the most important person. Not the producer, not the beat maker. They go get it for free. I got to buy it.
Right.
So
but,
when these people that buy music,
do you got time?
I got time.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to get into another single by Young Kano. Then Young Kano can answer some more questions. And you can let us know what you think about it.
Let me get another one. I need another one.
Young Kano, we're going to play Let's Ride. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's right. That's like I'm taking it back to my Texas roots. You know what I'm saying? Even though I was born in Texas, I'm raised in Louisiana. I'm just bringing it back to the Texas side. You know what I'm saying? For the people that's like driving the old school type cars and them Cadillacs and them Cutlass and all that. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, let me ask you a question, Young Kano. If you had to compare this one with the first one, which one would you say is the hotter one?
Let's ride.
Let's go. Let's ride then. Let's ride.
All right, so we're going to ride with it. All right, that's another banger by Young Kano. Remember, if you want to ask him any questions, feel free to press that one button and go on the air live. If you're on your PCs, the number to call, 646-200-3838. This is Let's Ride by Young Kano here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
The song right here is for everybody that Little Ride candy paint. Little Ride in them old school cars, you heard me? So y'all need to feel me on this one, you know what I'm talking about? Listen. Let's ride in that blue Caprice classic. Poking out flangers, rolling up like magic. Candy color blue, white sitting on chrome. Changing lane after lane, can't do it no wrong. Man, my car making people turn heads saying, ooh, with the caddy on the side, had to get it brand new. Women looking at us cause our car's so clean. Every time we on the block, swinging on the scene. Parking lot pimping, baby, showing out my rides with the wood grain gripping leather seat on the inside. Got the new Camaro, but it's all silver black with the rims all black. Yeah, I got it like that. I treat my rims like I treat my shoes. Every car that I drive got them colors for fools. I stunt hard like Weezy and Drake. Make y'all boys go retarded as these lanes gon' hate. Let's ride, cause we gotta be fresh. Gotta be clean, cars gotta look the best. Let's ride, cause my cars got colors. My cars attract women, so I am a lady lover. Let's ride, cause we gotta be fresh. Gotta be clean, cars gotta look the best. Let's ride, cause my cars got colors. My cars attract women, so I am a lady lover. My cars say ooh, and my rims say ah. Then you put them both together like ooh la la. Dang, homie, man, you riding dirty. Them London bridges feel like that song from Fergie. Twist that ride up to an Escalade. Then you get a girlfriend, then penetrate. I get a Dodge Charger and make that paint gold. I got money on that car, so it ain't on hold.
Let's ride out on the boulevard. Black one up for my dogs and y'all play y'all part. As we cruise on the F up in GT3. That's the ghetto city 3, if you know what I mean. Rolling down the street, cause your boy still tipping. With my car on some dubs, while them boys set tripping. Gotta get the green, cause my car's like money. Riding super clean, cause I gotta act a donkey. Let's ride, cause we gotta be fresh. Gotta be clean, cars gotta look the best. Let's ride, cause my car's got colors. My car's attract women, so I am a lady lover. Let's ride, cause we gotta be fresh. Gotta be clean, cars gotta look the best. Let's ride, cause my car's got colors. My car's attract women, so I am a lady lover.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the pilot. With me, I have Young Kano, and I have my man from the hip-hop century to keep it real with you, Big Homie. Big Homie, Young Kano, you there?
Yeah, yeah. Great chat.
All right, Big
I'm
Homie,
in the
you
building.
There?
I'm in the
All
building.
Right. All right, let them know what you think, you know, give them your word advice on it, Big Homie.
All right, first of all, what he's trying to go for was a... It should have been a sexy look, right? It felt like it could have been a sexy look. But the only problem was he didn't make me believe it. To me, it sounded like he was just saying words. Now, the words was right. I was feeling what he was saying, but I didn't feel the emotional connection with him and his own words.
Oh, okay.
Now, like on your hook, when you say let's ride, it's supposed to be let's ride, and that's supposed to be like a triple ad lib on that, where it sounds like it's a chorus of people saying let's ride, and it's supposed to sound sexy. There's another part in the song where you have a long run where you rapping. Do you know how to do the punching? Where you catch your breath, you be quiet, and you let a couple of words go, and then you come back on the beat, and then on the next track, you fill those words in? That's what you got to do with these songs like this. Like, sometimes you're going to have a rhyme pattern that's going to make you sound like you got to take a deep breath. Instead of taking that deep breath and keep rhyming, just let 1 second go by, you catch your wind, and then you come back on the next track and you fill in those words so it don't sound like you're trying to squeeze them in and catch your breath.
You know what? I actually agree with him, you know what I'm saying? When I was listening back to it just now, he's actually right about that, you know what I'm saying? So I agree with it 100%.
Okay.
Yo, Kano, listen. I got a studio in my house. Listen, I done made a couple of hood albums. I don't roll with Hov and them as a sidekick, watching them put projects together. I'm not no producer or nothing, but if you sit around long enough, 2 or 3 years, you pick up a little things here and there. See what I'm saying? I'm not no expert. I don't want you to go home and put my picture on the wall in Texas and start taking your 44 to it. Big Homie ain't shit. Rah! Don't do that to me. I'm just telling you what I know. And what I'm saying is that whole thing is supposed to be sexy. So what you should have did was got you a little bit of a sip on, probably get you a little bit of puff on, and have a whole bunch of chicks in that joint while you laying this shit down so you can be in that sexy mood. Like, let's ride. Let's ride. Have your hand on somebody's ass or whatever the case rappers do. Put you in that space where you sell the record. Because part of the whole music thing is conveying your message and making people see what you're trying to say to them. And if you don't have that emotional connection in your words and it just sounds like you're saying words, it's not going to work.
That's true.
And that's what the ad libs.
That's what your ad-lib's supposed to do. Your ad-lib's on the back, on the low end, supposed to be putting that extra emphasis on special parts and special words. Like, let's ride. That shit supposed to be a triple hook word in the background where it sounds like a chorus, where there's a group of people saying, let's ride. It was just too flat. It didn't fit the track. The track was on some smooth, laid-back, Dolomite, pimp-type thing, and you supposed to came off like Snoop in the 80s, in the 90s.
Right. I definitely feel you, man. I agree with that, man. Thanks for that feedback for that record, man. I appreciate that.
Now, any project you feel, you got to, any project you do going forward, you got to be emotionally locked in. I tell my son this all the time. Stop going into the studio when you just write these rhymes and you don't know them that well. When you go into the studio to record this song, any song, all your verses, you should not be reading off no phone, off no paper, or nothing. You should know them in your head so you can be in the booth bouncing, dancing, putting all your emotions in it. Because when you record it like that, we feel it like that. If you're standing there reading off your BlackBerry or your Android and you're just reading it, you can't put energy into that.
That's real. That's true.
So what y'all young guys got to know is that y'all got nothing but time. Don't rush your project. No, lay that track one time, put it on your in your car or put it on your phone and play it like it's somebody else's song for like a week. Until you learn it and you get the flow locked down, and you know every time the beat drops and where it raises and where it goes high and where's no air, where's no sound, you know it like the back of your hand. So now when you go back in there to lay that track, you laying that track like it's really, really yours.
That's real.
That's some good advice. Now, Kano. How old mm-hmm. was you when you first started rapping?
Oh, started rapping around 6, but I started really getting into it around about 14.
How old are you now?
21.
Oh, you got plenty of time. You good money. Don't rush
it.
Don't rush
you
it.
Yeah,
you got to be like Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan was in college, he wasn't Michael Jordan. He was Michael Jordan. He wasn't the guy. So you got to
mm-hmm.
take time to perfect your skill. And how you perfect your skill is constantly working on your own material. You recorded a song last month, go back in there and re-record that joint. Rich, let me ask you a question. How can I get you some music right now that I produce for my son? Now, it's not a competition, but I just want to let young Kano hear what I'm talking about. Can I make my son put some emotions on his songs? He was just saying words. Is it a website
so
to send it to or something?
In other words,
email?
They send you something for you to flow on, you know, just for you to flow on and everything like that. Kano?
Say it again?
So a link that he could send you so you could hear his production and probably flow on it and see a different vibe.
I want to give it to you. I want you to play it on the next time you could play it. I want you to play it.
Oh, you want me to play it and want him to hear it?
Yeah, I want.
I'll tell you what. This is how fast we work. How long is it going to take for you to send it?
It's an email. I can send it right now.
All right, you ready?
Hold on. I'm going to get this email.
Before the segment even ends, the next segment.
All right.
You ready?
What's your email? What's your email?
GQ, you know how it's spelled.
GEEQUE
002 @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. It's on its way right now.
Yeah. All right. And we'll put it on. And you want to flow to it, or you just want to hear how to...
I want everybody to critique it. I want young Kano to critique it. I want you to critique it. I already told him what his problem is. He's tired of hearing me.
Okay. So, Kano, let me ask you, because we do have another single we're going to play of yours until we get to Big Homie's joint and play that.
Now, let me ask you.
So,
if you could perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Who would it be and why?
Yeah. Who would it be and why would you want to perform with it?
Kendrick Lamar right now. Reason why I say Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Lamar, because what he's doing is he's bringing something back to the table that a lot of people don't have no more, is lyricism. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists that you hear nowadays, you really don't hear no lyricism. All you hear is a beat and a hook, and then you just don't really care for the words no more. And when I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar, you actually can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, you'd be like, you hear the catchiness of the record, like Don't Kill My Vibe, but you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when I look at Kendrick Lamar, though, he's actually bringing lyricists back. And if I had to pick somebody else, too, I'd say Nas, too.
Mm. Now, where do you see, what is your, let me ask you this, what is your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
What Big Homie said, just improve. Right now, it's improve, but also later down the line, get a deal.
Okay. Now, Big Homie, your joint you said was called Legacy?
Yep, that's him.
Okay, see how fast we work here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Kano.
What's up?
We have another single we want to play.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Let me get to it. It's called Coasting.
Yeah. That song right there for people out in the West Coast. I wanted to do something for people for the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Because this beat I had created too, you know what I'm saying? And I want to put a little West Coast element to it, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to be vice versa. I don't want to just make the beat that I make that's, because people say it's unique and stuff like that. And I think my beat is unique, but I want to put like a West Coast touch to it. So it's like a mellow feel to the record.
Okay. I'm getting texted that other people want to talk to you as well, but if they on the line, I need them to press 1 so I know which one you are and what you want to say to them. So I know you on the line. I'm getting text messages, and I need you to press 1 so we know you want to go on the air and talk to them. If you don't press 1, then that means you just want to listen to the show. So I need you to press that 1 button so you go on the air and talk to Kano as well. But until the meantime, we're going to get into a single called Coasting, and then we're going to actually bring you on so you can also talk to him as well. Big Homie, you there too, right? We also
I'm in the building, baby.
All right, no doubt. We're going to play your joint before the segment is over, all right?
All right.
All right, so right now, we're going to get into Young Kano Coasting on GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
This for my dogs from the West Coast, you know what I'm talking about? From the South to the West, let's go!
Riding on the intersection, rolling up on 6-4, West Coast, riding with my drinks being pulled up, chucking up the deuces like I'm coming out of H-Town, sipping on that lean, checking out the ladies round, riding every time, getting everything in motion, hollering at my tempo, while I'm West Coasting, homies on the corner, doing crib walking, throwing up the signs while we out here talking, up in low riders, watching how that thing drop, riding out smooth, we ain't worried about them dirty cops. I'm feeling good, getting California love, even from the south, low riding with a buzz. Shout out to the Crips and all of the Bloods. Them essays on the ground when I'm screaming, what's up? You catch me on Crenshaw, talking with Nipsey. See some red bones with them fine dime hipsy. Chilling with my peoples and we riding out coasting. Lean pouring up, got this thing up in motion. Hanging with the homies while we getting all the ladies. Swinging on the slab like we do this on the daily. Chilling with my my peoples and we riding out coasting. Lean pouring up, got this thing up in motion. Hanging with the homies while we getting all the ladies. Swinging on the slab like we do this on the daily. Sunset dreaming when I'm standing on my frenzy. West Coast riding in the car with Adobe. Drinking on some Henny while we on the intersection. Bumping on the chronic, getting Dr. Dre's message. I'm from Louisiana, but I love the hydraulics. I'm feeling like the man, you should call me Young Pilot. Making sure my mind right, hanging with the homies. Hanging with my people, yeah, the people that know me. Bruh. I make it through the same set, my radio, my style, while I'm set with a jet. Still on my gang, it's ripping out the slang. Southern flow with me with the West Coast, man. I gotta say salute to my West Coast rap stars. West Coast rappers that got money stunting hard. I'm going doggy style just from listening to the dog. I got tough money, but I'm a West Coast ball. Chilling with my peoples and we riding out coasting. Lean pouring up, got this thing up in motion. Hanging with the homies while we getting all the ladies. Swinging on the slab like we do this on the daily. Chilling with my peoples and we riding out coasting. Lean pouring up, got this thing up in motion. Hanging with the homies while we getting all the ladies. Swinging on the slab like we do this on the daily.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. That was Young Kano hosting. And with me right now, I have Young Kano and my man Big Homie that's into the music joint. And he going to let us know a little something. What you thought about that one?
I thought that was the best one out of all three of them.
Oh, okay. Young Kano, you there?
Yeah, I'm right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one. That one was a better balance of every. It seemed like everything came together better on that track as a total. I like that one out of the best out of the other two. I'm not saying the other two wasn't good. I'm saying I like this one better than the other two.
Okay, right now we have another call on the line as well. We're going to bring them on real fast. Hold on. Hello, call, are you there?
10-10. Jamal Chief.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, this is Legacy.
Oh, Legacy, what's going on? You want to air? All right.
Okay, that's the next track right there. That's who's, okay. Now, the next track is my son. You know, I got to give a disclaimer. You know, I worked with him on a project, and it's not where I want it to be, but I just want you, Rich, to tell him what he needs to know.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. But let me check. Kano.
It was
Now, what do you have any like? What's your next step? Do you have any videos for your singles, anything like that?
Yeah, we plan on shooting videos for four singles off of this new mixtape dropping. Three of them that y'all heard, and another one got called Time that we shooting, and I'm be performing at some festivals later on near the fall.
Okay. Now, considering the fact that you know, a young artist, I know you did music from before. What's the difference from your music that's from before compared to your music that's out now?
It's more maturity than before because music I used to make before was just all about partying and all types of stuff. But now I had to tone myself down because I'm a grown man now, and it's time for me. It was time for me to be more mature with my craft, you know what I'm saying? And I just had to make some changes, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't nothing wrong with learning, you know what I'm saying? But also I just need to change how I want to format myself, you know what I'm saying? And how I need to approach how I rap better, you know what I'm saying? So it's just basically growth and maturity.
Now, as you being up to come
artist, I like what you're saying. I like that.
Yeah, but as you being an up and coming artist, you know, as of right now, you're 21. Where do you see your success, let's say, 2 years from now?
Oh, in 2 years, I'll be signed already, you know what I'm saying? But my lyrical content, my music will be a million times better than what it is now. But I'll be signed to a deal. I'll be making music and doing everything what I need to be doing in the right direction, in the right steps, you know what I'm saying?
Young Kano, I want you to focus on not getting signed. Getting signed is not the end all and be all. You know, you could sell a whole bunch of, you know, you from Texas. All them cats out of Texas sold a whole bunch of records out their truck.
Mm-hmm. The thing about it is though, my main goal right now is just to get in the buzz right now, man. Keep a buzz under my name.
Getting signed these days is not a real big accomplishment. A lot of cats get signed and then you don't never hear from them again.
Right. Hey, you right about that.
You gotta get your buzz created. That's true. And you can sell your own records and you make them industry dudes come to you and you have a joint venture with you got your own label. You ain't signing nobody. They just putting your CDs out. That's what you want.
Basically getting like a distribution deal.
Right. You don't really want to be signed. You just want them to put them CDs everywhere in the world.
Right. I feel you on that, cuz.
Okay.
My thing about it is, though, you know what I'm saying? He right, though. The thing about it is, all I've been trying to do and I'm still going to be doing is create the buzz right now. I'm getting that buzz that I want right now, but I want it bigger. So, you know what I'm saying? Just take hard work and dedication, and I'm dedicated to this rap thing, you know what I'm saying? Because music is my passion, and I love making music every single day, you hear me?
And make sure you go out there and get your copyrights and your patents and your label and your name and all that paperwork stuff done. That's most important. So that.
Oh yeah, I've been taking care of this, man. Everything's a step process and it's paying off going in my favor, so everything's good right now.
Okay, that's what's up.
Now, what's the next step for Young Kano?
Right now, just put out this next mixtape. And after that, you know what I'm saying, just be doing shows and keep giving fans real good quality music the best way I can, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like what his head is at. He's saying all the right stuff, man. I like where his head's at, yo.
Yeah, no doubt. Kano, he was on the show when we first started, you know.
But and once your head is in the right place, you're going to be doing good things because more important than your lyrical content is being smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part to all this stuff. You know, Puff Daddy ain't the smartest, ain't the most talented guy in the room. He's the smartest guy in the room.
Right.
But see, what I want to do right now, Young Kano, I want you to stay on the line as well. I want to get into this legacy that Big Homie's talking about.
Okay.
We're going to get into that. And then we're going to give our comments and thoughts on that one. You know, no holds bars. You got to say what you feel. You understand?
Real talk.
Right.
Real talk. All right, Dons and Divas, here's a banger by Big Homie called Legacy. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You are my life, I just need to know if you down the road like pedal bikes. And if you are, baby, take my hand. You can be my lady and I'ma be your man. Look, I know it may be hard to understand, cause falling in love wasn't part of the plan. But here we are, just me and you, sitting here thinking what did we get into. Cause I never thought that I'd be in love, but me and you fit so tight like a glove. Feel a certain tan and I couldn't think of anything better. Every time we get together, you know that we change the weather. In my eyes, if you go, you're a blessing. But before you leave, I gotta ask you one question.
I wanna know, will you be down for me?
to be the best of friends. We were there for each other until the fucking end. I was there when he hugged you, there when he dumped you, and there when he told you he don't love you. I hate my feelings cause I didn't know you felt it too. I couldn't help it, I was stuck to you like glue. I didn't have a clue that you felt the same. Now I just wanna give you my everything. I just need to know if you with me, and if so, tell them other lanes of the history. Cause the money and the fame, man, it don't mean shit. The thought of losing you in my life makes me sick. Yeah, love is a battle. We've been watching the throne for too long. Baby girl, we need our own castle. You're my queen and you know that's true. But before you leave, I got a question to ask you, Blue. But holding it in for too long, I can't fight it. My feelings for you were so strong. There's a flame in my heart, and you were the one who ignited. Yeah, so if you're down, baby, let me know. Cause my inner feelings are starting to show. Am I falling for you, or maybe this tripping? My mind's fucked up like Stevie's vision. But now my vision's getting clearer. I had a long talk with the man in the mirror and decided to put these other chicks aside and to have you for the rest of my life. I know we had a fight, I know that I was wrong. We had a makeup sex for this makeup song. Yeah, this time I promise to be honest. Baby girl, you got me hooked like Sonic.
Welcome back to the palace. With me, I have my man Big Homie from the music joint. I have my man Young Kano, and I have Legacy from the track we just heard. I also have another caller on the line. I want to bring them on real fast because then we're going to give our feedback on that track we just heard, and then we're going to go back to Young Kano and see, you know, and finish find out what's going on with him. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. I am in the building. What's good, Rich?
You are in the building. What's going on? Okay. Now,
what is
what's
doing?
Going
what is
on?
Here? What's going on?
I can't call it. I might call it. But what's going
on? God, listen. You already know. You already know my motto. Please. So
now,
what's going
what's
on?
What's going on?
I heard a few tracks. Uh-huh.
All right. The
I'm
first
listening.
You heard it. You heard the track before this one?
Yes, I have.
I don't know if you heard it. Okay, that was Young Kano.
I did. I heard it.
Okay, that was Young Kano. Now, the track
yes.
you just heard was by Legacy.
Okay,
so what's going on? We have Young Kano as an up-and-coming artist. And, you know, Big Homie was on it. He was giving them feedback about his singing, his tracks and everything, letting them know. Okay? And what happened was Big Homie actually sent us in something that we got to play before the segment ends, which was the track you just heard.
Okay. Check it out. Big Homie, what's good?
Who that?
This is Ange, Big Homie.
I knew that was you still in my line while you in the building. Get your own line, Puff Daddy.
Listen, it sounds better coming from me. That's why I took it.
I knew that was coming next. You got to have it.
So, Ange,
you mind? What's good?
Angie,
but
what you think about the track
good.
You just heard? What you think about the track you just heard?
The track that I just heard, the beat was on point, hook was on point, but his deliverance has to get a little higher. You understand what I'm saying? He has to deliver with a little more confidence, like he got to own the song, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like he's, like, standing there being stage and you're reading off the paper.
Like a little stage fight.
He's a little nervous. He got to build that confidence up so his deliverance can be a lot
more
strong.
That was a track from a song, wasn't it? The homie that was a track.
That's 100% studio produced.
That's 100%
yeah,
studio
produced,
right?
Whose song was that? That was somebody.
That's
his. Yeah,
that's his.
That's
I
his
be
own song,
for
right?
You?
Huh?
Nah, ain't that a song that's out already?
Nah, that's a girl singing the hook in the studio.
I wanna be for you.
It's similar.
Okay.
It's similar. They switch the lyrics and stuff in it. But again, the hook and stuff is fine. All of that is good. He just got to build his confidence when it comes to deliverance. You know what I'm saying? He got to be a little stronger, so that way he can match the hook. You understand what I'm saying? It just sounds like he's a little nervous.
I understand what you're saying totally. That's why I was unable to tell young Kano what I was telling him, because I'm going through the same thing in my house. That's why I sent the track to Rich, because it seems like he's not listening to me.
Okay.
No. Hold on.
Listen before you respond.
Just listen to what people have to say,
right.
And then you give your feedback. I want to be a good artist, and a good artist, you got to learn to accept criticism.
You have to accept criticism as well as compliments. Now, the song that I heard before that, also that was the music has to be turned down a little. And you got to separate the hook from the verse because it's all sound like one song. You can't really distinguish.
Okay, that's
what
Young Kano you're talking about right there. Okay.
Yes. That was the song that I heard before this one. So, but otherwise,
okay.
The lyrics, again, that was on point. The beat was on point. You just have to separate. You have to separate the hook from the actual verses because, again, it just sounds like one long song with just nothing but bars. So. You know, that's important because a hook and a beat is very important when it comes to a song. I'm a writer myself, so it definitely makes a big difference.
Angie, you send out a pen pal letter to the prison is not a writer, all right? You're a pen pal. You send out a letter to the prison. To the inmates is not a writer.
You know what? I'm going to see your ass on Facebook, big homie. You know what? I know where we live, my dude. I got you. Don't worry about that. Listen, homies in love need jail too. Stop playing. They need love too. You know
I have to give you that. You know you open the door for that because you're a writer.
I know. I am a writer. I got some good stuff too. You know? But listen, I'm on vacation. I just called to give a shout out to both artists, Legacy and what's his name, Kano?
Yeah.
Y'all keep striving, keep working at it. You know what I'm saying? Take criticism as a stepping stone and learn to build from them. So that's all. Don't be mad because, you know, you're going to have just as many haters as lovers. So don't let that discourage you in any kind of way.
And
take advice. Learn to take advice as well.
And sometimes a hater is secretly a lover. Don't get it twisted.
Absolutely. They want what you have or want to share what you got. Something.
They see you doing your thing. They hate you for a reason.
Absolutely. So, you know, some of the great artists never even made it to the radio. So don't be discouraged by that. You know.
Exactly.
So, but I'm on vacation right now. I just called to give the radio a shout out. This is Angie Ange from the Diva Squad.
Hold up, you're on vacation. You're on vacation. What does that mean? You're a weekend warrior. They let you out for the weekend? What's going on?
Angie, let them know about you and where, you know, what time you come on and everything as well.
Listen, I'm on Wednesday nights, GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad alongside T and Rachel, 7 p.m. Wednesday nights. Y'all call in at 646-238-3838 and get at me. We got some good things going on. We turn it up on Wednesdays. Big homie, I owe you one. You know that, right?
Yeah, listen, just tell your P.O. Just tell your P.O. I said remand you.
What'd you say?
No, I said I love you dearly. I'll be calling
you. I know you did. You called on Wednesday and get at me. But I'm not going to. I ain't going to fight on nobody. I can't fight on nobody else's show. See me Wednesday.
Yeah, you're going to be on fight on his show. Y'all do it on a Wednesday, a Monday, a Thursday,
no
a Tuesday.
Listen, ain't no fighting there either, because you know I'm the boss around here. Well, the Diva's the boss around here. What we say goes, so we ain't having it anyway.
Oh, a lot of things have changed since the last time I've been on this radio station.
Yeah. A lot of things have changed. We're on the come up. We're on the come up right now.
Listen. Listen, my time is running out for this segment, but what I want to do is I want Young Kano, and I also want Legacy. Legacy, you have a link or something that you want to give to the people? You give them that. Young Kano, I want you to give your link and everything. Let them know where they can hear your single, where they can get in touch with you at and everything.
Right.
Guys. This is Legacy speaking right now. You can find.
Legacy. Let Young Kano go first because he's actually my special guest that's on the show. So I need him to go first and give his info. Then I want you to give yours. Young Kano,
I was gonna let Legacy go first. You know what I'm saying? Let him take the stage.
Well, no, you know what? Somebody go first. I got another segment. Get ready. Come on. So I don't care who go first. Now anybody go first. Go ahead.
Yeah,
you can follow me on Twitter at _IAmLegacy. You can find my music on YouTube at IAmLegacy, and my SoundCloud is _IAmLegacy. So just follow it, support, and I will return the favor.
Well, no doubt. Oh, we definitely gonna be rotating your single since we got it, so you don't gotta worry about that. You know, we definitely gonna be rotating it. Legacy.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate the feedback,
too. So, you know, let Big Homie know, because I think his call just dropped. Let him know as well, you know. Tell him I said I need him to get in touch with me. Hit me up, because I did lose my contacts. So I need him to hit me up, you know. But we definitely going to be rotating your single since I got it on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Because it's radio version, it's radio ready and everything, you know. You know, regardless of the fact, you know, it sounds like, you know, it's good enough, so we're definitely going to be doing what we could do. Ain't no question about it. So, when you get in touch with Big Homie, tell him Rich Money said, holler at me. He got my number, but I lost my contact. I don't got his no more. So, tell him to hit me up.
All right.
Matter of fact, yeah, tell him to hit me up, because we need to talk anyway. Something I need to talk to him about.
All right, man, I appreciate it.
No doubt. Young Kano, Dons and Divas.
What's up, y'all?
I mean, that was I'm sorry, I got so much going on tonight. That was Legacy, Dons and Divas, Legacy. Okay, Young Kano. Now I need you to give your info.
All right. Well, first I want to let everybody know my new website, therealyoungkano.com, coming soon. So y'all stay tuned for that. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Twitter at YoungKanoSSG. SoundCloud at Young Kano, Reverb Nation at The Real Young Kano, and hit me up on Facebook at The Real Young Kano.
No doubt. You know, Young Kano, you know, like I said, you know, you're welcome anytime, it's never a problem. Even if you got those exclusive, you know, send them to us and we're definitely going to play them. We're going to also put your single as well into rotation, you know. Like you said, you know, we have no discrimination. Our thing is to help up and coming artists out, and that's what we do. You know,
if I felt it was bad enough,
it's not going to be played, I would tell you we're not going to rotate it. But, you know, if you're on certain tracks that's definitely good enough to get rotated, we're definitely going to do that. And, you know, you're definitely going to be put in the magazine, you know, interviewed on a radio show and all that. So, it's never a problem. You heard?
Oh, word up. That's what's up, man. Appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? I take criticism all the time, so it don't bother me at all. I just soak it in. It makes me better as an artist, you know what I'm talking about? So, it's all great with me. You heard me?
No doubt. You know, keep in touch. You got the mask, so definitely keep in touch with us.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Young Kano, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have Rebecca, and we're going to talk to her about her handmade natural snacks that's hitting the global area real hard. It's called Mountain Mosa. I think I'm saying it right. I don't know, but we're going to have Rebecca on the line with us, and she's going to fill me in if I'm saying it right or not. But stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
Can't stop me. Conditions that has really limited the foods I can eat. And you find if you pop into a deli or even many grocery stores, a lot of the options available include a lot of preservatives and different ingredients like wheat and dairy, both of which I can't eat. So I was trying to think about a snack that I could have while I'm on the run that didn't have all of the things that I'm allergic to. And so I thought about nuts and fruits, and dark chocolate is actually super good for you. There's just a study that came out by Harvard this week that says dark chocolate increases memory because it increases blood flow to your brain. So the idea was to come up with a pure, healthy snack that could be had on the run.
Okay. Now, how did you actually come up with the name for Mountain Moss?
Yeah, I started making them, and I didn't know what to call them at first because they're not cookies, they're not cake, it's not quite trail mix, even though it has the fruits and nuts. And so I started calling them my morsels, and then I thought the natural connection was to call them mountain morsels because my family is originally from New England, right in the mountains, and I've been a bit nomadic over the past year, and kind of the theme that connected my travels together were, I guess, the journey from the northeast to the southeast, and along that path runs the Appalachian Trail. And so I also thought to name each flavor after part of the Appalachian Trail. So there are five different flavors, and they all have names that go along with the theme. So there's one called Katahdin Cranberry, which is named after Mount Katahdin in Maine, which is at the end of the Appalachian Trail. There's one called Blue Ridge Blueberry, which, of course, links to the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina. There's one called Harper's Ferry Cherry. Harper's Ferry is in West Virginia. And there's one called Great Valley Ridge Raisin, which goes along with the Great Valley in New Jersey, actually. And the last one is called Clingman's Dome Date, which Clingman's Dome is in Tennessee and North Carolina. So it kind of ties into, I guess, my childhood and growing up in a rural area and also the natural theme of the snack. So there are no preservatives. The chocolate is organic and fair trade. So all the ingredients are words you can pronounce, which I think is really important. And, you know, the whole natural foods movement, it used to be kind of a hippie thing. But now, you know, I work at a health agency in Harlem, actually, and it's a theme that no longer has a niche market. People are realizing how much food influences their overall health. And so I think while maybe the mountain name conjures up a rural image, it's a snack that can really appeal to everyone, and it's also quite tasty.
Okay, now your product, you know, because I heard it tastes good and everything. Did you consider about getting them in the stores at this present time, or you just want to?
Exactly. So I wear a few different hats. So as I mentioned, I work at a health agency in the city. I'm actually a nutrition educator, and so I live many lives, I guess you could say. And something I've realized with the startup company and building a brand is that it takes time. And so I've been really concerned with doing things the right way because I think with any business venture, if you move ahead too fast and you make a mistake, it's really hard to turn back and move forward. So right now I've been doing different farmers markets out in the city, you know, giving away lots of samples, getting a bit of a buzz going about the product, and the intention is to have them into stores by fall. At the moment, I've been doing different events that I market via my Facebook page, Twitter, and also the website. So if anyone is interested in sampling Mountain Morsels, they can check us out on Facebook or Twitter and find out where we're going each week and come try them out for themselves. But the idea right now is to build them on the local level and get them into stores in the city by fall and then hopefully get them out nationally. I think there's definitely a market for them. I've been getting awesome feedback from the different events.
Now,
I've been doing.
Now, when you... Actually, I'm going to say created, because this is your own creation of your product.
It is.
Right? It's your own creation of your product. What was your first thought when you first came about doing this product?
was it? I know you said you was in Mount Hinton and everything, and in the mountains of South Carolina and everything like that. But what was like the, was it like a get up one morning and go do it, or was it like a just like?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I mean, this is not necessary.
I know it's hard to create a product, and it's like, you got this down packed. You know, when
you
just spoke up and, like, okay, let me do this product. Just popped into my head and designed this product, you know, created this product for all these food products, and, you know, that's healthy food products.
Right. Well, to be honest, I kind of feel like I'm making a hobby into my work. Natural foods and health is something that I'm super into no matter which hat I'm wearing. I mentioned I kind of live multiple lives. I have a background in anthropology, so I've traveled extensively and done development work. I've done community-based organization work, you know, in terms of nutrition and health education. And then I've always personally been into healthy living, I suppose we could call it, because of my past with the different health conditions I've experienced. And so I was in kind of a transitory period where I was trying to figure out my next step. And that's when I came up with this idea. Honestly, the idea popped into my head. I was trying to think about something I could have on the run. I got the idea to try, you know, using the super dark chocolate with no additives to try and hold these combinations I had in my head together. And honestly, I tried them all out, and I tried the 5 recipes, and I kept 4 out of the 5 recipes the same from the initial trial. 1 I changed, just slightly. I changed the spice that I used. So I think it was just luck, you know. I just had the idea, and I tried it, and so far it seems to work. And the reception has been really great, you know, from people who view food only based on what pleases them. So, like, you know, some people only, when they decide what to eat, it's purely based on taste. And I've tried, you know, I've tried out Mountain Morsel samples with all different demographics, and from people who just care about buying something that tastes good, and from people who are super health conscious and into running marathons or doing Bikram yoga 4 times a week. They also really like them because the chocolate's super pure. It doesn't have dairy. It doesn't have soy. They're gluten-free. They're vegan-friendly. You know, it really seems to appeal to a wide audience. And they happen to be nutritious, but also super flavorful. And so I think a lot of times people think, oh, if I'm making a healthy choice, it needs to taste like cardboard. And that's what I've tried to misprove, I think, with coming out with these products, that you can have something that tastes delicious and is also nourishing your body. And so far, I think I've achieved that, and I hope to continue growing the product and also developing other lines. My actual business is called Sustainable Snacks, and so I view Mountain Morsels as just the beginning of the company.
But that's what I was going to ask you. Is there aftertaste in it, you know? Well, you know, after you taste it, because, you know, some fruit trail mixes, you know, you got an aftertaste. Is there aftertaste inside of, you know, the trail mixes or anything? Is there, like, an aftertaste?
No, there's not an aftertaste. And one of the comments that I received from someone who bought one once, they said that they loved it because they could tell what they were eating. And I think a lot of times, especially within kind of the bar category, if you buy a granola bar or, you know, even the higher end, like all natural bars, they're posing as, you know, apple pie or chocolate chip cookie, and they're all kind of mashed together. And so you take a bite and you have all of these flavors and you don't quite know what you're eating, but at the same time you realize it's not actually a chocolate chip cookie or it's not actually a piece of apple pie. Mountain Morsels, because they're kind of like a bar form of trail mix, you can tell what you're eating with each bite. And so you say, oh, you know, there's a taste of cherry with chocolate and almond. And it's like, I think the right combination. Of course, I'm a little biased, but I think it's the right combination of natural flavors. So it's pleasing to the palate, but it's also known ingredients.
Okay, because now I see your cover, how you design, you know, the cover for it. Who actually designed the cover? Did you design that as well?
No, actually, one of my partners that I'm very fortunate to have on board is a dear friend of mine with whom I worked in Guyana, actually, in South America, and she's super artistic, and so when I came up with the idea, I knew she was the woman to get on board, and so she made the design for me. And then, I don't know if you saw the website, but the super colorful sunrise over the mountain is actually a snapshot right outside of my childhood bedroom window that I took not too long ago.
Now, let me ask you. I'm pretty sure you're a family woman, and, you know, you go to work, and now you got the mall. How do you balance everything out?
Yeah, that's a good question. it's hard. It's very hard. I think time management is super necessary, kind of, you know, allotting certain times of your day for certain things. I think family is super important. That always has to be central because nothing else really matters if you don't have that in order. So I try to maintain a balanced perspective on everything, you know, and especially with my 9-to-5 job, it can be very taxing, and I've had to learn when to let things go and leave them in the agency and not return to them until the following morning. But yeah, it's just about getting a schedule. It took a little trial and error in the beginning, but now I'm at a good point. But it's something to consider as I'm in the process of expanding the business as well. It's hard, but it has to do with priorities, you know, and you make time for what's important and you carve out time slots for everything else.
Because, you know, I know, I had a lot of females on, like promoters and, you know, authors and all that. And has there come a time where, you know, your biggest supporters other than your family, your friends, do you get the jealousy that goes along with, you know, because you're doing all this and you're getting successful in the business as well, and, you know, you got a product that's hitting the global nation hard. Is there any jealousy towards, you know, the situation that you, you know, not the situation, but the product that you have coming out and everything? Do you get the jealousy?
Right.
And if so, how did you work around that? Because I'm pretty
right.
sure, because you got a very hot product going on.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rich Money. So far, at least, I haven't noticed any jealousy. I mean, I think no matter anyone's success, it's super important to remain humble. And so at the end of the day, I'm still Rebecca, and I don't feel that anything that I've done in my life has changed me being Rebecca to the people who matter most. So I think it's a matter of keeping your priorities straight. And, of course, no matter what you're doing, challenges confront us in all aspects of our lives, and it's about how we engage and how we deal with those situations. You know, so far I've only really encountered supportive people in all aspects of my life, but I think the way you carry yourself and the way you treat people, no matter how much success you have personally, really informs how other people treat you back. And so far I'm happy to say I haven't encountered any jealousy or any negativity.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just got a wild caller that just called in. If you're listening and you want to know what's going on, actually, we have Rebecca, and we have her talking about her product. It's Food Trail Mix. And if you want to, if you have any questions that you choose you want to ask, and you're already on the line, all you have to do is press 1 to go on the air to ask her any questions you choose you want to ask her. It's called Mountain Morsels, and it's a handmade natural snack, dark chocolate. It's a healthy snack for you as well. Am I saying it? Fill them in for me, Rebecca, because, you know, I'm new.
Yeah. Yes, of course. So they're Mountain Morsels. You're saying it correctly. They're all natural, preservative-free snacks that have different fruits, nuts, spices, and it's 70% dark, dairy, and soy-free chocolate. So they're all natural, but they pack a kick to them.
Now, what I want to know is, You have like the trail mixes as well. And sometimes mm-hmm. when you bite the trail mix, they be so hard that they be good, but you know, you gotta bite them and you crunch. Is that how yours is, or do you have like the chocolate on it? You know, like put a soothing
right.
chew on, and that's when you eat it.
Right. So
you understand
what I mean? It's really hard to explain, and that's why I ended up calling them morsels, because I didn't know quite how to use any other word to describe them. So they are like the trail mix base. There's the fruits, nuts, and spices in them, and then the entire thing is actually coated by dark chocolate. So they actually are circular, and they kind of look like a cookie, but it's just a very little bit of the dark chocolate that holds them together, so they don't have a lot of sugar. And it is essentially like getting a single serving of trail mix, which oftentimes has the chocolate chips in it. But instead of putting chocolate chips in the loose trail mix, I've used the chocolate, like melted it, to hold everything together. And they are crunchy, but they certainly aren't hard to chew. So I think, you know, with any food, it has to do with how it's prepared. So maybe you had a stale batch. I don't really know what to say. Maybe they were over-roasted.
Okay, let me ask you this, because we had somebody on last week named Mr. X, and he filled us in what was going on with him and the situation, you know,
mm-hmm.
that he health situation he has going on. Now, as a person that's being diabetic, is this also good for them as well?
Right. So there's no added sugar to the product. There are the naturally dried fruits, which, of course, diabetics even need to be careful with fruits, because although there are so many benefits to having fruit in one's diet, like fiber, lots of vitamins, minerals, fruits do have natural sugar within them. And also the chocolate is 70% dark, so it is bitter. You can tell that you're not eating a Milky Way. But there are some naturally occurring sugars in the product. But at the same
mm-hmm.
time, when you have diabetes, it's super important to pair any carbohydrates or sugars with fats and protein. And so in that sense, Mountain Morsels have the right balance, because they have the plant-based protein in the nuts, along with the heart healthy fats that are in the nuts and chocolate. So I can't speak to say that diabetics can consume Mountain Morsels without consulting their doctor, but they're certainly balanced and not super sugary. So it would depend on each individual.
Okay. Well, we have a caller for you right now. I want to bring the caller on. But all the other callers that's on the line, if you have questions for Rebecca about her product, Mountain Morsels, press 1 to go on the air. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air as well. Hello, caller, are you there? I'm trying to see. I think my caller just dropped. But I'm pretty sure they'll call back, because, yeah, they just dropped. Okay, but let me ask you. Okay.
Sure.
Now, Mountain Morsels, you said it's good. It should be good for diabetic, but you shouldn't cross it without the fact of asking the doctor. I have a caller on for you. Let me see who is this. Hello,
okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Hi. I've been listening for a couple of minutes. I'm a big snacker. I love snacks. And I tend to go for the unhealthy snacks. The potato chips, the cookies, the chocolates. This sounds like a good product. I don't know if I haven't been listening long enough to find out where to get it, or maybe you haven't said it yet. Where can I get this product?
Sure. Thank you so much for calling in. So Mountain Morsels, I think you'll find super satisfying. You'll still get the crunch from the nuts. You'll get a burst of flavor from the spices in them, and you'll get your chocolate fix, but from the nutritious type of chocolate. You start to get the health benefits from 70% and over in terms of chocolate, so it's the good chocolate that's actually promoting your health. And at the moment, I guess what you missed is that I am a startup company, so right now I'm doing different events. I'm quite often at Soha Square Farmers Market on 117th and 8th Avenue on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
But the best way to know where to buy Mountain Morsels in person is to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The Facebook page is Mountain Morsels, and the Twitter is at MTN Morsels. And you can also check out our website because I'm able to fill any orders that come in to me. So you can always do an order with me. So the website is www.mtnmorsels.com.
Okay. You just met one of your newest, biggest fans.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Continued success. Continued success.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Now,
so nice.
Rebecca, let me ask you, what's the procedure that you feel you would have to go to get in the store? Because, you know, your product is actually hot, you understand? And it sounds real tasty. So I definitely got to get my hands on them as well.
Yeah, Rich Money, I've got to get
you. Because me being diabetic myself, that sounds something that's real good for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now,
no, they are, and I know I sound biased because I created them, but they do taste good. I mean, I really like them, even though, you know, sometimes I think when people create things and they have to manufacture them, they start to lose the taste for them, but I still enjoy one. But, sorry, what was the other part of the question?
Well, mainly it was, you know, as me being a diabetic, you know, I was saying about the product. But my main question I wanted to ask you, which one is your best one?
Oh, yeah. So I think my favorite one is the most controversial one. I'm not sure that's quite the word, but it's spicy. So it's not for everyone, but for people who love spice, they love it. So it's called Harper's Fairy Cherry, and it has toasted almonds, dried cherries, chili powder, sea salt, and the dark chocolate. So the flavors all kind of pop in your mouth because you have the tartness of the cherry, the spice of the chili, the, you know, little bit of saltiness from the sea salt, and the chocolate. It's, in my opinion, the superlative combination.
Now, I know you said you go to a lot of events and, you know, you get people out the free samples as well. Now,
yeah, so that's the thing. So, sorry, not to cut you off, but when I do these events, most of the booths are very straightforward. So you have someone selling cupcakes, and, of course, cupcakes, we all know what they are. You have someone selling muffins or bread. Those are all familiar food items. And for me, I'm out there selling Mountain Morsels, and, of course, no one knows what in the world a Mountain Morsel is. So the way I get people to really buy into the brand is by giving out the samples because, of course, they have to learn about what it is and to try it out to see if they like it before they want to purchase any. So I make lots of mini morsels, I call them. So at every event, I have all of the flavors, and I encourage people to try as many as they'd like because it's really important for you to believe in a product and really want to buy one before shelling out the money for it.
Mm. Now, I don't know if you want to mention about how much actually does the morsels cost?
Sure. So they're a little more expensive than your average granola bar because they are handcrafted and the quality of the ingredients is very high.
Mm-hmm.
So they go for $3 a morsel, but I do sampler packs of five for $12, which breaks them down to $2.50 a piece. So I wouldn't say they're exorbitant, but they're more than, you know, kind of a standard granola bar.
Oh, okay. So that means you could get certain kinds of, you know, flavors that you want in that 12-pack.
Right, yeah, so that works out to be a good deal, and I am flexible on that. So it's not that you need to get one of each flavor. If you want all of the blueberry ones, then that's fine. You know, we can custom make them, and that definitely breaks down to a better price.
Well, what I want you to do, I want you to give your information one more time, because I just got some new callers that called in and they're listening. So give your information one more time about where they could get the morsels. That's what I want to constantly get them into, you know, as far as because they're listening
But, you know, they could press one to ask you questions if they choose to. I don't like to force people. I'm not going to force them. But the fact
right.
that they're listening, so they're interested. So I want you to
right.
give that information
sure, that's
one
great.
More time.
So, again, my name is Rebecca Scott, and I'm the founder of Sustainable Snacks. The line that I'm talking about right now is called Mountain Morsels. I sell them on Saturdays at Soha Square Farmers Market, which is located at 117th Street and 8th Avenue in Harlem. I also do other events, but it's on a rotating basis. I'll be doing different street fairs in September. So the best way to check out where we'll be is to follow us on Twitter at MTN Morsels and on the Facebook page, which is Mountain Morsels. You can also contact me directly at Rebecca at MTNMorsels.com.
Okay, and what time are you out there in Harlem so they can know, you know?
Yeah, so I'm generally there from 8 to 6 on Saturdays. But I do, like 2 weeks ago, I was at a food festival at Hester Street Fair. So, you know, I say generally you can most commonly find me at Soha Square, but I do rotate. So it's really important to check the Facebook page or Twitter just to ensure
mm-hmm.
that we'll be there. I don't want anyone to show up with
exactly.
a watering mouth for a morsel and for me to be somewhere else.
Exactly. Cause, you know, you don't want them to go out there at 3 and you be out there at 5, or they go out there at 12 and you're out there at 2. That's understandable.
Right.
That's really understandable. But
right.
now.
Oh, and Rich Money, I want to say, so if people are listening and they want to come to one of my events and tell me that they heard me on your radio station, I'll give them a free full-size morsel.
Oh, okay, okay. Y'all heard that, so y'all better make sure y'all get out there because my
yeah.
line is flooded. And make sure you tell Rebecca you heard it on GQ Palace Radio about her morsels, and you get the free one. So there's no excuse now, because everybody
yeah.
loves something for free.
Yeah.
Everybody loves something for free. But now, is this something that you could eat on a regular basis, is what I want to know. Or is this something that you just... you shouldn't eat them on a regular basis? Because, you know, like trail mix, you really can't eat them on a regular basis, eat trail mix every day. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Well, here's
because
the thing. So, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you for a second. So the thing is that dark chocolate and nuts are actually super nutritious, and the fats they have inside of them help keep your bad cholesterol down and your good cholesterol up. So they can be consumed on a daily basis, but the important factor to consider is the portion size. So I always tell the clients with whom I work at my other job that, you know, it's super important to have healthy fats in your diet because they actually help your body function more efficiently. But that's not to say that you should go and eat an entire jumbo bag of almonds, because they are more calorie dense than fruits and vegetables. So portion size really comes into consideration. And the thing with mountain morsels is that they're portioned to serve as like single servings of trail mix. So if you eat one mountain morsel a day, that's fine. But if you eat six at once, that's going to be more calories and more of the healthy fats than you need. So it's not going
exactly.
to be bad for your cholesterol, but you could still gain some weight if you're consuming too many calories. That has to do with any food. So in the proper portion, and of course the mountain morsels are singularly portioned, so if you eat one a day, that's fine.
Okay, okay. We have another caller for you, and bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Okay.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. I just have a question.
Of course.
You did say that it was organic, correct?
Yes, so the chocolate is organic and fair trade. The dried fruits are all natural. So it's not 100% organic, but it is preservative and pesticide free. So it was a decision I made because with 100% organic fruits, it would come up to a cost of about $5 a morsel. And so I felt strongly about making the Mountain Morsels as accessible as I can and keeping the cost down, so I got the organic chocolate and the all-natural fruits.
Okay, and what would make your snack different than any other snack that's out there now? Like, what can you say that would pretty much make me want to go out and try the product that you have versus all the products and the trail mix and the zero calories and the organic foods that's out there now? What's the difference? What would you say the difference?
Right. I think that's a really wonderful question, and thank you for challenging me. I think there are two things. Number one, the texture. So as we mentioned, that I explained that it's like trail mix held together by the dark chocolate, but it's more like it's in a circular shape held together by the chocolate, so it's kind of like a bar. But the thing that makes it different from the other bars is it's much more textural. Like, the ingredients are still separate, held together by the chocolate, so when you take a bite, it's not all combined together, which I feel like the other bars are. Everything is really mixed together. But with the Mountain Morsels, you still get the different chunks. So with each bite, you get, oh, that's a cashew with the raisin, or, you know, oh, that's the cherry and almond with the chocolate. And then the second thing that I think makes it unique is the combination of the spices. So I felt strongly about making the flavors unique, and so instead of just having the fruits and nuts and chocolate, with each combination I included a different spice, you know, which there are also many health properties to herbs and spices. And so the cherry one that I mentioned has chili in it, which is good for digestion. There's one that has cinnamon in it, which is also good for digestion. So I think the unexpected inclusion of the spices with the fruit and nut and chocolate combinations makes it different from the other bar-like products that are out there at this time.
I love that answer.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for the
question. I love the answer because there is a lot of different types of foods, and I think it will have a wonderful taste if you can identify which parts you're eating. And I think that when you try and have, you know, some of the trail mixes, you can't identify with which one is what. Like, okay, am I eating the piece of chocolate right now, or is this chocolate covered raisin? Like, they have so many things that you can't identify it when you chew it. You can assume that, oh, I think that's what this was, but
right,
you don't really know. And how many calories is in this?
Right, so they're portioned to have less than 200 calories per morsel, so between 175 and 200 calories, but which is, you know, in the bar range. Like, all bars, for the most part, have under 250 calories. But the thing that's important to consider, and this is something I'm always emphasizing with my clients, is that calories aren't bad. You know, a Mountain Morsel is not a rice cake. It doesn't have 10 calories. It does have calories, but it's important to consider the source of calories. And everything in the Mountain Morsel is doing something good for your body. And so you shouldn't feel bad about consuming those calories.
Right, because I have, you know, a couple of people, and they count their calories. When I say they count each calorie and each item that they eat, they're, you know, the type of people who are counting their calories. They count the calories of their meals, any type of snacks that they have. So I know a question would be, okay, how many calories am I consuming, you know? And then if it's really good and I have two, am I at, you know, a 500 calorie mark, or can I still have a couple more and then still eat something else? You know,
right. No, you can definitely have a Mountain Morsel as part of a calorie-restricted diet, for sure. But I think it's really important just to remember that, you know, fats are necessary, and having, like, a good selection of calories is what's important. It's not, you know, I would argue, and I think this is another conversation, but, you know, rice cakes really aren't doing anything good for you. They're so refined that they're turning to sugar right away when you consume them. So that's actually going to spike your sugar. Whereas the Mountain Morsel, even though it has more calories, because it has the balance of the fats, you know, the healthy fats with the fruits it's going to keep your blood sugar much more stable. So it's fats aren't a bad thing. Calories aren't a bad thing. I think that's something that, you know, the whole low-fat diet phase is something that we need to move beyond. It's about choosing the right fats and the right calories.
Okay.
So I could actually get a mountain morsel at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, I at this point, I can't promise that. But I can definitely expeditiously fill orders, so within 24 hours.
Okay, now my only other question, my only
sure.
other question for you would be, you know how a lot of people, a lot of products have to be like FDA approved. Is this one of those supplements where it is FDA approved, or you didn't have to go all of that route?
No, well, no, this is a food. It's not like an herbal supplement or something. I've gone through all of the proper protocol and procedure to become a food handler and, you know, to be licensed to make these. But it's not posing as a vitamin, you know,
okay.
so it is considered a food.
Okay, now is it sold at any particular store, or is this something that you pretty much make as per your order? Like if I ordered some, then you would make them that way, or can I go to a store and just purchase them?
Sure. So it is a startup company, so at the moment I'm doing more events like farmers markets where I sell them, but the intention is to have them into stores by fall. So it would be really great if you want to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and then you can see the different events if you'd like to come out and meet me and try free samples. I'm always happy to have more people come and try them. But at this point in time, you can't, you know, go into a particular store and purchase them. But I can accommodate the orders, as Rich Money was mentioning.
Okay, and what's the information on Facebook so that I
sure.
can follow you?
So the Facebook page is Mountain Morsels. And
okay.
you spell morsels, M-O-R-S-E-L-S.
Okay.
And on Twitter, we're at MTN Morsels.
Okay.
And then the website is www.mtnmorsels.com.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and
thanks so much for your questions and calling in. I appreciate it.
And I look forward to trying some sometime.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, and what I want to say, Rebecca, I'm going to see. I can't make no promises because it's like late right now. But, you know, we're having a big event going on August 25th where, you know, we have sponsors coming in, you know, like Bounce Back Energy Drink that just did his thing. And, you know, it's with Coco Chanel and Video City and Hot 97 and all of them. So I could try to squeeze you in. You know, if you're not doing that on the 25th, I'll try to get back to you. I just got to make some calls to see if you have some space and see if we can put you in there with your Mountain Morsel, because it sounds like something that especially like these up-and-coming artists need as well.
Right, yeah. Well, thank you so much. I would definitely love to participate in the event if possible, so let me know. But, I mean, the thing is, you know, the name sounds maybe a little country, but it's a good product, and it's good for many people, I think, artists. For sure. I mean, I actually have a brother who's training to be a Navy SEAL, and he did this screener where I think for 12 hours they were doing like obstacle courses and swimming and running, cycling, all of these different things. And he said, Rebecca, I'm going to put Mountain Morsels to the ultimate test. All I'm going to eat throughout this day is Mountain Morsels, and I'll let you know how I make out. And he made it into the top five. And so I really thought that spoke to the power of the morsels. they give you energy, they keep you full. I'll grab one if I don't have time for lunch, and they keep you full for 4 hours, and it's like that good source of energy where you don't spike up and then drop, you know, it just sustains you for that time period. So I know I sound like a cheerleader, and I know it's my product, but I really believe in them, and I want other people to try.
And it sounds like it's energy. That's why I said, you know, I'm definitely do what I could do, and I'm a man that keeps my word. If it comes down to it, I'll be like, you know, we don't got enough room, because, you know, it's on the 25th, and that's 2 weeks from now. You'll definitely hear from me by next week to let you know something.
Great, well, I look forward to it.
Let you know something. But what I want you to do is I want you to give your information one more time.
Sure, got it. Okay, again, I'm Rebecca Scott. I'm the creator of Sustainable Snacks. The line that I'm putting out there right now is called Mountain Morsels. You can follow us on Twitter at MTN Morsels. The Facebook page is Mountain Morsels. The website is www.mtnmorsels.com. And you can reach me personally at Rebecca at mtnmorsels.com.
Now, what's the next step after the
The next step, as you know, we've heard in the phone calls, is getting them into stores. So that's the thing. And with your question about time management and all the different things that I'm doing, I think it's about kind of reshifting and being able to take the product to that next level, because that's what I intend. I can definitely envision it, you know, in stores nationally. It's just a matter of getting it there. So I'm trying to build the brand, get the buzz going right now, let as many people sample them as I can, and then get them into stores, and from there continue to move forward.
Well, you know, when you're ready for that commercial, you let me know, because I know people that does commercials and everything, film directors and everything.
You're the right man to know, Rick, honey.
When you're ready to do a commercial or something, let me know. I'll make a couple of calls and we can see what goes on from there.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate so much this opportunity to be on GQ Palace Radio with you, and to reach all of your subscribers and all of the questions, all of the people who called in. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and they all still listening. But, you know, this is just the beginning. So, you know, you're going to have to come back on, and we're going to have to do it again, you know, just to get it up
there. Yeah, well, anytime.
We're definitely going to do it again, because I'm definitely going to send you some, you know. But that's what I meant to ask you, too. So when you order, okay, you got to order with it. You could do it with a debit card as well, a credit card, when you order for the morsels?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can accommodate cards. So, yeah, you can just go to the website, and you actually send me an email to order, and I can accommodate that. You can pay with your card or even send in a check. I know that's old school, but we don't discriminate at Sustainable Snacks. But, yeah, I've tried to make it as easy as possible to place an order.
Okay. Well, you know, Rebecca, I want to thank you. I'm definitely going to get in touch with you and, you know, everyone what's about it next week, to let you know about the event August 25th. Like I said, we're going to have Coco Chanel, Video City there, the Rough Riders, Hot 97, Casanova Rudd, Anaya Armstead performing. So we got a lot of things going on that day. So I will definitely talk to him. Matter of fact, I'm going to call him as soon as I get off the air. And let him know, because I'm pretty sure he'll be like, okay, you know, let's bring her in, let's see what she's working with, and boom.
Okay, well that sounds amazing. I look forward to the opportunity and to continuing our conversations. And just to let you know, I'm a big hip-hop fan, so
okay.
I would appreciate being able to hear the performances
okay,
as well.
Well, if that's the case, since you show people they could get the monsters for free. If you want to come to the August 25th event, you let me know when I get you and whoever you bring in for free.
Well, that sounds amazing. Now we're talking.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll put your name on a guest list. I'll put it down as Rebecca. You let me know you're coming with one or two, and I'll put it down for you.
Sounds great, Rich Money.
And it's August 25th. Doors open at 7.
Okay, got it down.
All right, so even if you don't come, I mean, even if you choose, like, all right, well, you can't squeeze your events, you still could bring them with you and give them out as samples.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's all about getting people to taste the morsels at this point.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, I'm definitely going to put you down.
Okay.
As a guest list on the list. I'm going to put Rebecca/Mountain Morsels.
Okay. There will be no confusion there.
Matter of fact, I'm going to call you because we on the air. I don't want nobody else to try to come in. I just want to.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to quiz me on the ingredients to know it's really me.
I'm going to call you.
Okay.
We're going to call you. Either I'll call you, or Lavina will call you, and tell you what it is, and that way you get it for free. After the show, we're going to call you. And then I'll call my man and find out. All right?
Great. Sounds perfect. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you and all of your listeners.
All right. Then you're welcome back anytime. All you have to do is let us know. It's never a problem, Rebecca.
All right. Thanks so much, Rich Money. Have a great weekend, and a great weekend to everyone listening.
All right. You too. Rebecca Dawes and Deezer. Well, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank all the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, GQ Palace has 8 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. On Sunday from 7 to 9, Spiritual Sunday, we have Lavina Polite opening in prayer, Minister Arthur Weathersby. They play gospel music. They also quote scriptures of the Bible. And you can feel free to call in and give your testimony as well and get the encouraging advice from the pastors and ministers that also be on the line. After Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, we have Crossroad Temple from 9 to 10 with Faith Walk on Sundays. He also, what he does is he interviews up-and-coming gospel artists and hip-hop gospel artists. Hip-hop only. That's it on Sunday. Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9. Crossroad Temple, 9 to 10. Monday, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we have random hosts, and we'll be playing the hottest up-and-coming artist materials and pioneers exclusives from 8 to 9 Monday on UAR Radio. Feel free to call in and give your comments on the artist material, or you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, we have GPS, GQ Palace Radio, with the mayor bringing it hard body karate, how he say it, and also bringing you the bigger picture. So if you say you know sports, make sure you know it, because when he coming hard, and he in the building doing it hard body. So make sure you know what you talk about on Tuesdays, 8 to 10, when you come with that sports with the mayor. On Wednesdays, we have GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Rachel, T, and Angie, talking their grown and sexy topics, and also bringing you the hottest slow jams and R&B on the air. After them, we have Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10. First, you have Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Fallout Comedy, 9 to 10, with comedian Rakim Chick Chick Singleton, bringing you the funniest, hilarious jokes on Radio Live. We'll have you holding your stomach falling to the floor. On Thursdays from 8 to 10, we have Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin, bringing you the most serious topics on relationship and the world news that's going on today, and give you that truth to the matter feedback. And then on Friday, you're right back here with Rich Money on GQ College Radio. Once again, it's going down August 25th at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard, Coco Chanel in the building, GQ Palace, myself, own Rich Money, and a couple of other hosts from GQ Palace will be in the building. You got LaToya Times from Video City in the building, the Rough Riders, Hot 97. You got Casanova Rudd performing from Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You got R&B Sensation, Anaya Armstead performing, and a whole lot more going on as well. Tonight is going down with Swagger at the 4040 Fashion Clubs at 4040, so make sure you tune in for that. Go there and check that out. I believe that's it for tonight. I said all I had to say. I am your host, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend, and I'm out. It's the GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough, it's the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin if you're ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn it back to water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God and impotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now if you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dude's house, spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guff on that, turn us out, untain it. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is a diva squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money I ride, survive all your lies. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.